This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Tupac and I ran in the same circle. Oh.
Doogie.
Don't talk to me for a year.
Peter.
Didn't quit it.
Charlie.
Said I look like a wombat.
And Jeffrey.
He wanted me to take him to and get some green.
Oh my God. Wait.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Morning. What's happening? It is Tuesday, January 8th, 2019. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here. She's laughing. She thinks this is so cute.
No, you shouldn't be here. Why are you here? You're going to get me sick.
She thinks this is so
cute. Why are you here? Good morning, sir.
She thinks this is so funny.
You sound bad.
Really bad.
Well,
why are you here?
I've been deathly ill. That's why I sound bad.
Wow.
And I got it from her.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Without a doubt,
no,
you didn't.
No chance it was something
else.
Nothing.
I didn't have whatever it is you've got going on.
I did not
have that.
Your throat was bad.
No, it wasn't.
You were coughing.
I had no sore throat. I had no phlegm cough. I was not in bed. No fever.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yeah, Dieter's not sick.
So I'm
getting everyone sick.
No, you know what?
Because of you.
Why are we scorching the earth here? What did I do?
Can I tell you who else?
I'm infecting everyone because of Doogie.
Robert, I think it was a brave move not coming in yesterday because you were sick. I think that's the right thing to do.
But I wasn't sick.
You proved
sick.
It
I
as a leader what you're supposed to do when you're not sick. You don't get everybody sick. That's great. I can't believe Doogie did this to you.
So when I don't have a fever, I don't have any aches and pains.
You were sick.
I was not sick.
You were coughing.
I didn't have any phlegm coming up. You guys have heard me have coughs.
What about that snot on the rags?
What were you blowing your nose?
Because I had that humidifier. And guess who else was in bed all weekend sick?
This is what she's been doing all weekend, just coming up with
this
excuse.
Did you know that?
Right.
Keith Abrams, who is our big boss here, he was sick, did not come in yesterday. Same thing that Rover has.
So you got him sick, too.
Rover and
Keith
were together New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. But you got sick before all of us.
No.
Isn't that interesting?
I was sick all weekend because of Doogie.
Oh, my God. You were just drunk.
I had a sore throat. I had a sore throat big time.
It's everybody's
sick. On Saturday,
sick.
I go,
did
oh,
you
my
really?
God. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I go, I better kick this by Monday.
The incubation, he's fine.
Well, yeah, I'm feeling better now, but.
He's fine.
I had a rest. I mean, they knocked me out all weekend.
Oh, my God. I went home on Friday after the show.
You had it.
I got into bed. I did not get out of bed. I'm not even kidding you. 6 p.m. Sunday is when I got out of bed. That's right.
Like hibernated till Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, I would get up for maybe about 5 minutes.
I'd
eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, go back to bed.
I don't know what you have.
So it's misery.
You still sound awful.
It's all because of her.
No, it's not. Why do you like to make me be the bad guy? I didn't do this. I wasn't sick. So when I have a headache, should I not come in?
No, a headache's different.
Really?
But blowing your nose.
Yeah, a headache isn't contagious.
If I have a hangnail that might possibly stab you in the eyeball?
You were sick.
But the number one rule that you made,
Doogie,
But I didn't feel sick. So what's the standard?
You had a medical
bag.
Just in case.
Filled with cold supplies.
Just in case.
You were carrying around boxes of Kleenex.
Just in case.
You didn't feel sick?
No.
That's
no temperature. So what's the standard here?
Why would you carry that bag? Do you have that bag right now?
I don't know.
Also, if you weren't sick, why were you spraying the studio this morning with the Lysol?
I don't want Rover to get me sick. So keeps his germs
over
there.
But I haven't even been here yet. So
that doesn't make sense.
It's
coming, Snitz.
Well, everyone's going to be sick.
Why are you going to do
this
stuff?
By the end of the week here. Got to give it to everyone. I just want to boost your immunity, Charlie, in the long run. To help if you and Krista ever have kids.
Everybody,
you have been exposed to this.
You sound so bad.
Well.
Scratchy.
I'm putting myself in your place, and I seriously do not want that in my nose.
I was just off work for
almost a month. I go, I got to get back to work. I would have taken the whole week off, trust me. But what can you do?
You got to go home.
Got to entertain.
Don't you have a studio at home?
I do.
Is it connected to this studio?
Just sort of. Audio only, though.
That's fine. We don't need to see that look you got going. Mm-hmm. Your eyes are all puffed.
Being that bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of quarantine yourself wouldn't be.
It sounds kind of sexy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mr. Boogers, yeah.
She's such a... For someone who hasn't been laid in 7 years
I'll
like her, it probably does sound sexy.
The door handle looks good right about now.
Sorry. Man, coughing.
I apologize.
Coughing up stuff? Colored stuff?
No, not really. Wow. Just a cough. And, you know, like in these commercials for cold medication, it always looks like they're exaggerating. They sneeze. I've never sneezed so much as part of being sick. I'm sneezing.
I wonder what it is. Is it a cold?
It's a cold. I don't think it's the flu. I think I'd be in worse shape if it were the flu.
But flu isn't flu the you're in bed like you're out.
Yeah. Yeah, the flu you're the diarrhea, you're puking.
Not
it's just
necessarily.
So
fever,
so
sweats.
Awful feeling.
Yeah, I think yeah. That's...
If you want to know about my fever, I
go ahead.
I didn't feel like I had a fever at all. Like I wasn't I even touched my, I know that this isn't scientific, but I'd touch my own forehead and I go, well, I don't think I have a fever. But as on Saturday afternoon, I go, man, I still am sick. I'm going to take my fever and check this out. So I look in my medicine cabinet and I have those digital thermometers and I put one, there's two of them. One, the battery was dead. You just throw that thing out. I think you can replace the batteries, but throw it out. So the other one, I put it in my mouth. I'm waiting. It beeps. I take it out. 102.8.
Jesus Christ.
That's
got to
be wrong.
I go, that can't be right.
Yeah.
I tell B2, I go, look, it's just 102.8. I go, it hasn't been used in like 5 years. This thing, it's got to be.
Got to calibrate it.
Got to be on its last legs. She goes, let me run to the drugstore. I go, well, why don't you just put this one in your mouth? She goes, I'm not putting that in my mouth. Yeah. I go, well, you wash it with soap and water, and then you put it in your mouth. She goes, no.
Yeah, no.
You're not going to risk that. What do you have? You're not going to risk it.
So she goes to the store. Come back, 102.8.
Oh, man.
Oh. At what point do you go to the hospital? What is
over
it?
103, isn't
is it?
I think 102 you're supposed to.
Oh, okay.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Your brain is boiling.
Your brain.
So wait, would a cold give you that fever? Isn't that a flu when you get the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Why wouldn't a cold
maybe a sinus infection.
Why wouldn't a cold give you a fever?
I just thought...
I think you have the flu.
That's
you have any sweating issues or temperature control issues?
A little bit.
You shouldn't be here today.
This is never going to end now.
Your nose.
I didn't have the flu!
This is never going to end. We're just all going to get this all winter and pass it back and forth.
All right, let's see here.
Want to go home?
No. I'm here. What do you think? I got to drive all the way back?
You should.
I'm here. I think we should all come in and during the commercial break have a
embrace.
Show meeting because we really haven't had a good meeting since 2018.
Why
everyone
start
come
now?
On in here. Let's
spit on Doogie.
Can I do the show from Anthony's room?
No. He sounds like he's sick.
Me? No.
Me?
No. Bad time to have a throat thing. No, I'm fine. And no, you're not allowed in my room.
His eyes look glassy, don't they? Yeah, he's either stoned or he's sick.
No, I just play too much video games. Sorry.
too much video games?
He's addicted.
Oh, yeah. It's morning tonight, dude.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wait, what time did you play till last night?
10, which my bedtime is 8, so.
What are you playing?
Red Dead.
Oh, my God.
Still didn't beat that?
Oh, I beat it, yeah. I'm going for 100%.
Oh, okay.
I'm at
did
90.
You beat it yet,
yeah,
Peter?
I finally beat it.
Oh, you did? I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, yesterday we had time off. I go, I was going to beat this thing because Snitz told me he beat it. I go, I don't want any spoilers.
Uh-huh.
So I sat down, knocked it out. But I'm only at 80%. When you beat the game, it's 80%.
Okay.
Snitz is trying to find the last 20% of like hidden missions.
Very hard. Yeah.
What does your wife think of this, Anthony?
I don't know. I haven't seen her for a while. So.
Yeah, he's stuck in the basement playing
Red
Dead.
She's got to hate it. She's got to hate it.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that bad.
Oh, let's see here. Lori writes, quite a few months ago, I emailed the show telling you guys about my 70-year-old stepdad, how he's talking to people online and sending them nude photos of himself and sending money to these women. But half the time I see these people he's sending them to, they're money grams and they're going to a man. Oof. I'm caught in a dilemma on whether I should tell my mom. Is there a certain time that I can call into the show and talk to you about this?
That's a weird...
Sure. Take her. We'll get her on. We can talk about that. That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Nads, come in here and grab it. The paper.
He just touched
from
it.
Let me lick this piece of paper.
Perfect. Got it?
Whew. John in Indianapolis writes, yo, Rover, Indy loves you. Congratulations to Dieter. I love this year's sweatshirt, and the Cuck Cook, that's Jeffrey's book, is hilarious. I think the hoodies get better and better every year. Also, I know you don't like to solicit gifts from fans, but it seemed like everyone enjoyed the tees I sent last year, so I figured I would make it a tradition. I got all of you gifts again this year as a token for all the hours of entertainment you provide me. John in Indianapolis. Well, John, thank you. I haven't opened anything yet. Have you guys?
No, I don't know where.
No,
no.
Unless there's something in the mailroom, but I haven't seen anything. But thank you. People don't need to buy gifts.
I put a box of those squatty potties that a fan sent about a year ago. Put the box out here in the hallway when I was cleaning out my office at the end of the year. So, did you guys take those home?
No, they're hidden underneath. We didn't know what they were.
Oh, those are for you guys.
I took one a while ago. I use it all the time. I love it.
Do you really?
Yeah, I think it works.
Mine just gets in the way. I don't like that thing.
Well, you push it back.
When
you're done.
Still don't like it.
Your bathroom's too pretty. You put something like that. You can't put a squatty potty in a bathroom.
No, it tucks under.
I saw this thing. I did a Google search on whether this... It's pretty much... Look. It's not doing anything significant like it's claiming. All you have to do is lean forward. But as I was Googling this thing, I got to show you this picture. Oh, I don't even know how I could find this. This is the most insane thing. It's called a lily pad, and it here it is. That's not the best picture, though. I wish this was a bigger picture. Hold on.
Is it the same concept as a squatty potty?
Kinda, except it's bigger and it's more unwieldy. And here's one. Here's a squatting platform for your toilet.
Oh my God!
Why top of the toilet?
Yeah,
where do you put your feet on that thing?
On top of the toilet.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Why does it stand on the toilet to poop?
You know how much work that would be? You stand and then just squat down, right? So your ass is hovering above the toilet.
That's disgusting.
And this goes splash everywhere.
Here,
right.
Oh my God!
You're rocketing turds into the toilet.
Here's the lily pad. I believe that's the lily pad. Yeah.
What is this freak that's obsessed with poop right here? This guy. He's creating an invention. He looks like a gargoyle. Like,
that's
going
to splash up to your back.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Making a huge mess.
Oh, yeah.
And also, your beehole's so far from the toilet.
Ugh. What if it goes on the back of seat?
If your aim's a little off?
Like it's on the actual...
Just take a dump.
Yeah. Ugh. Look,
that would hurt your knees.
You just go in the toilet. You're fine without these things. The woman who wrote the email about her dad... sending in the pictures online. Lori, give me the rundown. What is your stepfather doing?
Okay, so he is...
Now, hold on one second. Are you on speakerphone or Bluetooth?
I am not.
You're on nothing? It's so echoey.
Yeah, big time.
Is it better now?
Yes, what did you do? Let me... Okay. Help me figure out. What did you change?
I actually was walking down the stairs in my basement.
Okay. Something just clicked over, too.
All right. Go on, Lori. What is he doing?
He getting on these different websites like Meetup and I don't even know the name of all of them, but and he's talking to these women. And I think what he's doing is having them send him pictures or videos and tell him he wants to meet up with them. And then he's sending money. But the weird thing is like everybody he's sending it to is like they're male names. It's not females.
Yeah.
And then they're saying, you know, please cash this. He's saying, please cash this check for, you know, Amanda, such and such, but it's in a guy's name. And it would happen, like, I think about a year and a half ago now, and then all of a sudden pops up again yesterday.
So you saw this about a year and a half ago, and then you saw it again yesterday. How much money is he sending?
Oh, God, Rover. $300 and $500 at a time.
Whoa. Wow. Whoa.
It adds up.
And I mean, like, a lot of people. A lot of women.
What are we talking? 5, 10?
If he's sending it to everybody that of, like, different names that I've seen on there, I would say probably close to, like, 50 of them.
You're kidding me.
No.
And does he think that he's going to meet up with them and have sex, or what's he doing?
I think what he's doing is, I don't think he's actually ever even going to meet up with any of them. I think he just likes to talk to them, and it makes me mad because then he lies about stuff in there. Like, he'll tell them, oh, yes, me and my wife are separated. I sleep in the family room. She sleeps in the bedroom. And he says bad things about me and my son that aren't true. And
all right, so you want to know whether you should tell your mother this.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Growing up, we didn't have a lot of money. Our house wasn't, like, real nice and everything. And then my real dad passed away, and then she met him, and he had some pretty decent money. And then she has a really nice house, and she's happy now. And she can't possibly have any clue that it's going on.
That's a great question. So, what does she do? Does she allow her mother to go on in ignorant bliss, but happy after all those years of hardship and misery? Or does she tell her mother the truth and let her be devastated? What do you guys think?
Well, why tell?
This guy's not draining the bank account? Like, he has enough money where it's not really making a difference?
Sometimes my mom will say, oh, we don't have any money. And I think he's kind of doing that now. Mm. That's where I'm that's why I'm really torn about it now.
That's scary.
Okay, that's the actual problem. Do you think he's gay and he's just sending to dudes?
Ooh.
No, because he's conversing. They're pretending to be women.
It's pretty easy to tell.
Oh, yeah, they're all women. Pictures that he's looking at are all women. And did you get the picture that I tried to attach to it or no?
I did not.
It was saying that I had to have it in some kind of format, and I was driving when I was saying I couldn't really mess with it.
Why? Is the woman, what's...
It's him, because he's sending them pictures.
Oh.
Also, he's standing in the mirror. And this is something you don't want to see from your stepdad, obviously. And yeah. He's wearing like this, like a G-string almost. And it's like bright red on the front, like sequin, and then on the back is obviously probably nothing to cover his rear end.
Yeah, he's gay.
And I'm seeing this, like, I'm like, oh, man. And all I think is, oh, not again. You know, like, as soon as I see these pictures.
And
like,
how old is he?
He just turned 70.
Wow.
Oh, I think
if you're writing a moneygram to a guy, you're aware of what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing.
I really don't think he does, because both him and my mom are kind of naive about things.
Maybe. But does he know? Does he know that you know?
He does. Not this time. Not since I've seen him again. Because I actually talked to his brother about it. And when I brought it up to him, he's kind of like, oh, and he's like, you know what? I know what's going on. He's like, I'll talk to him. So like, almost like he knew, like he's been doing it for a long time, and he knew about it.
Hmm. Well, all right. So what do you do? Do you ruin the mother's life, or do you keep her in ignorance, Doogie?
If he's taking all the money, and she's going to be in worse trouble,
but she's better. She's in a better position than when she ever was before.
Financially?
Yeah. For the time being, until he spends all of the money on cam girls.
Right, he drains the account because he might be gay. I think tell him.
So
and
you.
He's a Eucharistic minister, too, at the church.
He what?
He's a Eucharistic minister at their church, too, and everything.
Oh, what? Well, he's horny, too.
Dieter, what do you do?
Don't say anything. Why?
Really?
Why tell?
The mom might already know. That might be their thing.
It's just, why do that?
That's what I'm worried about, too.
Then it'll be really embarrassing if you say something. Yeah, maybe you just keep your mouth shut because maybe the mom does know. Maybe they're into it.
Yeah, she's happy. He's happy.
Yeah, and then when they find out that you know, now it's all going to be...
Yeah, that's awkward.
It's going to be weird.
Yeah. but what if, like, he says bad things about her, you know?
I want to know that.
But the people on the internet,
though. You know what, and...
If he was actually meeting them, then I'd say a totally different story. But right now...
That's how I felt.
Yeah, don't do anything.
Yeah, and send that picture of him in his thong to charlie@roverradio.com. We'd really like to see that.
High priority.
A couple of them, actually.
Cool. Send them all.
Stand in the mirror. And
anything you have.
All of them. Thank you, Lori. I can tell Dieter's getting annoyed with my coughing over there.
Well, just that one, Rover, I saw it in the light start to come this way like a mist of phlegm. I go, oh, God.
I thought you already had it.
Why a sore throat? I don't have pneumonia.
Yeah, no one has that.
You're not worried about that?
Me? Yeah, I'm not going to.
Let him cough in your face.
Yeah, no. Worry.
I'm sweating my ass off in here, too, by
you
the
are?
Way. Oh,
are
man,
you?
I'm hot. Maybe my fever never went down.
Do you want me to touch your forehead?
If you want.
You should put a cool rag underneath your armpits. That helps take your body temperature down.
Okay.
What did you do yesterday? Did you get up and do anything yesterday, or were you still just laying in bed?
Just laid in bed. Did you know it's the 20th anniversary of The Sopranos? I've been watching that on HBO.
There's an update about the movie.
Oh, really?
Do it in the shizzy.
Well,
got
we'll
that coming
get to
up
that
next.
In the news.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with the shizzy. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Filthiest show on the radio.
It is intended only for mature audiences.
I'm not talking about content. I mean, these guys actually smell like shit.
There's something weird in the air.
What the hell, guys? I mean, you guys f***ing stink.
All right, the shizzy coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Douchey?
A guy was caught hiding something up his butt and says, they're not mine. They don't belong to me. What was it? Up his rectum. I'll tell you the story coming up next.
All right, we will get to that in just a moment. Rich in Binghamton, New York. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rich.
Morning, Rover. How are you doing?
Hey, man. What's happening, bud?
You know, same stuff, different day. Anyways, that woman should really let her mom know. I mean, regardless of whether she knows yet or not, everybody deserves to know whether or not your spouse is fooling around or, you know.
Sending money to people on the internet. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, put yourself in their shoes. How would you feel if you find out your significant other's doing that stuff?
I would want to know.
Yeah, I guess I would want to know, although the mother is, like the girl said, they didn't have money growing up. Now she met this dude, and they live, it's the stepdad now, they live in a nice house.
Yeah, but then the mother can decide after she gets the information whether she still wants to stay around or not. Everybody's entitled to happiness, man, and nobody deserves to have something like that happen behind their back.
I hear you. All right, Rich, thank you. 70-year-old guy sending away basically probably his life savings. He's sending away on the internet the phony chicks.
Yeah.
Eric in Florida, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, team.
Hey.
So, this is such a bizarre story. I'd like to introduce a potential plot twist.
Yes.
It's possible that her mother has since found out and is actually mimicking this past behavior and is exploiting the stepdad, and she's the one getting the money.
Oh, wouldn't that be?
She's still happy.
That'd be something.
She's still happy. Yeah.
That's a move.
That would be a move, right? And you just create fake email accounts and send fake pictures or whatever, and you just keep the money yourself. All right. That's a possibility. Thank you, Eric. Doogie.
Yo.
Are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
So as the partial government shutdown approaches a record length, President Donald Trump said that he's going to address the nation tonight, 9 p.m. He is calling this a crisis at the nation's border. There was a lot
of debate.
Is it
really a crisis?
No,
I mean, frankly, whatever you think about the border and immigration and all that, there's no... In fact, I think, realistically, there are less people coming across the border than there have been over the past 10 or 15 years. I don't think it's a crisis.
Well, there's a lot going on with a lot of the information that him and his team are saying. And so they need to address the nation tonight to talk about what needs to be done. The partial
cockamamie scheme they've come up with.
That's the debate is. And I know Sarah Sanders got called out on. She said close to 4,000 terrorists have been apprehended at the border. And the guy in the news said, wait. I researched this. And those people are being apprehended. The way they come in is through the airports, not people that are going to our southern borders. They are seeking asylum.
Yeah.
So we actually found out six people, not 4,000, six people at the border might have had some type of terrorist relation, a name that's mm-hmm. the same as somebody that might be on the list. Mm-hmm. Six. So a lot of the networks that are going
to... It's a big difference there,
sure,
isn't it?
Well, a lot of the networks had to decide, and they were deciding yesterday and last night when the team comes to them and says, hey, the president wants 7-8 minutes.
He wants airtime on
your
the
prime time. Mm-hmm. They debated on whether or not they should actually give him, because a lot of what's coming out will be lies. How do you fact check that ahead of time? What do? You'll make a lot of people upset. So they all agreed, as of this morning, I believe all of the major networks are going to give him that time. The Democrats came out and said, we want equal time as well to verify what was said. So they want equal time.
Well, when do you do that? Do you do that right after? Because
you have to
fact check all that nonsense
you
just heard.
Well, that's going to be happening
in real time, yeah.
I'm sure all the cable news, they're going to have that. They started doing that side by side where the president speaks and then
like
they...
Like a lie counter, basically?
They do facts. And I remember first seeing it, I think it was over the Christmas break, and they're like, whoever came up with this, this is brilliant, because you can see he says one thing and then they pop up on the screen. In actuality,
The thing with Syria when he just said, he goes, we're removing the troops immediately, they're all coming home. And then a week later he goes, well, I never said that. I didn't say they were coming home immediately.
Well, yeah. We lost a lot of people, powerful people. James Mattis,
yeah.
He resigned over the disagreement, others as well. So meanwhile, the government...
Even Fox News I saw yesterday was calling him out for some of this nonsense.
Yes. Meanwhile, the president plans to visit the southern border Thursday in order to highlight the need for security walls. So he's really sticking with this border. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, what he says with that. Meanwhile, are we going to get paid for taxes? Because with all these people not working, what's going to happen with taxes and the IRS? Are they going to be able to issue your tax refunds?
And this is what Jeffrey, his whole year revolves around, his tax refund check. He somehow gets these massive government checks.
12,000.
Yeah, it's 8,000, 9,000, whatever they are. It varies from year to year. And if he doesn't get, and he's the first person, I never seen anyone file their taxes. I always wait until April 15th, right?
Yeah. Right.
Like a normal person.
I didn't know you could file that early until I met him. He like camps out outside of H&R Block.
Like he's waiting for a new Star Wars movie.
Exactly.
He waits, so Rover and your company is the one that that gives us the W-9? What is it called? The
1099.
1099. You give us that, and then we file and we pay taxes on the money that your company pays us. So Jeffrey has to wait. You're the last one to give him. If you were to give him that right now, he would file his taxes right now. I'm sure he has all of his paperwork ready. And I'm sure that he will be the first. Is he going to get his tax refund? So I guess he's going to. According to reports, many fear that they're not going to get their refunds due to the government shutdown. But the White House took action yesterday to make sure that that's not the case. The Trump administration directed the IRS to issue tax refunds that are due. That does buck the past legal precedent. So they said, we're going to go ahead and pay you. That's not how it usually happens.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what the president has to say tonight.
And does it really affect Jeffrey's whole year? Because he blows it in 5 weeks.
Yeah, but what he gets. It's my favorite time of the year.
it is great. It is.
Just to see what he gets.
What new outfits he comes in with.
Right.
What car repairs could he possibly... Yeah. I mean, they basically rebuilt that entire car yeah. from the wheels up.
Right.
Brand new phone.
Yeah, of course.
There's a professional dancer who lost part of a leg in the Boston Marathon bombings. But she was able to recover. She returned to dancing and running. And she was hospitalized yesterday after being hit by a car. Adrian Haslett is a global advocate for amputee rights. And she posted an Instagram photo of herself wearing a neck brace and in a hospital bed. She was struck by a car while on a crosswalk. She was thrown into the air. She landed.
What does that even mean? You're a global what for amputee?
She's a global advocate. So
for amputee rights, who's trying to take away the rights of amputees?
I'm sure there's people.
You have no leg. Don't let her vote. What do you mean?
Get your wheelchair out of here.
I'm sure that she is
walkers only.
Come across lots of issues since she has lost her leg.
Yeah.
So she wants to stand for those that can't, no pun intended.
Do you remember how crazy that was?
The Boston.
Oh, my God. What has it been? Almost, when was that?
2013.
Jeez. Do you remember how insane that was? We have such short attention spans now. It seems like that happened 20 years ago, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember sitting at home. Watching it. It was on a Friday.
Oh, my God.
Right?
It was better than a movie, wasn't it?
Yes.
I don't mean that in a callous way. I'm saying the twists and turns that you were getting throughout this entire thing.
Chasing down the suspects.
Right. Yeah. And it was all unfolding in real time on cable news. And what they were doing, they bombed the marathon. Then they kill that cop, try and steal his gun. They carjack a person. Somehow that person gets out and escapes. They call the cops and like, dude, I just was kidnapped by the bombers.
Yeah.
So then they go and they remember all the homemade explosives they were throwing in the massive shootout and everything. And
they're hiding in a boat. This guy's backyard.
Yeah, eventually that's what it ended up.
Yeah.
That guy had been shot. His brother was killed, and they got him in a boat. But man, oh man, I mean, it's just absolutely crazy.
It is crazy, and for all that she's overcome, you know. So this was 2013. She got her leg back. She danced again. She did the 2016 marathon. She's training for the 2019 marathon. So she was hospitalized. She's going to be okay. But she did say, "quote I'm completely broken." Just like you can't catch a break.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, here is a weird guy out of Florida. He was caught trying to smuggle 3 syringes into jail by hiding them into his rectum. The cops found them, and when he tried to claim, they're not mine, they didn't belong to me. What are you talking about? That's the worst excuse ever.
Yeah, who put those there?
Right. So. They got to jail. They had to strip search him. That's when they realized he had them shoved there. Oh, they're
I'm
not
just
mine.
Holding these for a friend. They're not mine.
Yeah, yeah. Right. They belong to Rover. Kevin Spacey was in court yesterday. We saw him for the first time. It was kind of weird to see him in court in Massachusetts. His lawyer entered a not guilty plea on his behalf for allegedly groping a teenage boy. So Spacey is accused of fondling a then 16-year-old busboy in a restaurant
Whoa.
In Nantucket.
I think it was 16.
In previous court documents, he had said he'd planned to plead not guilty. His next court date is going to be March 4th, but he's not required to attend that one as long as he can be reached by phone. So the judge ordered Spacey not to have any contact with his accuser or his accuser's family, and he's been released on his own recognizance.
And this is the thing, Dieter, you're surprised by this, but this is the one where the guy was working at the place.
Yeah, he's 18.
Oh, this one says 16.
No, he's 18.
I think it happened in 2016.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, he was younger.
16 at the time.
This is the 18-year-old who said Spacey groped him in a bar.
Yeah, but 2 years ago, so he would have been 16 at the time.
The busboy who was 18 at the time,
called
Spacey, he was 23. And the kid, in Spacey's defense, he's saying that the kid never said don't. You know,
yeah.
Spacey's doing right. this, and the kid's just allowing it because he's Kevin Spacey.
And he's texting his girlfriend, like, dude, you won't believe who's putting his hand on my pants right now. Kevin
oh,
Spacey.
Really? He's Snapchatting
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're saying Spacey's going to walk from this because the kid never said no.
Yeah.
And he's bragging to his girlfriend? Or
yeah.
Just...
kind of, but like, you will not believe what's happening to me right now. And then she gets a Snapchat of Kevin Spacey grabbing his dong.
And they did say...
he was so distraught, though.
Well,
she should probably sue after this, sue Kevin Spacey, right? And he's been so traumatized.
Go ahead.
They did say to save all of that proof, too. All the texts, the social media, everything.
He probably sent his girlfriend a text being like, Kevin Spacey's grabbing my dong. And she was like, no, he's not. And he was like, look.
Yeah, for 3 minutes this happened. Wouldn't you stop him at some point?
Also, he had another brush with the law after his court date. So at first, he pleads not guilty for the sexual assault in Nantucket. And then a few hours later, he was pulled over in Washington, D.C. for speeding.
Oh, jeez.
TMZ says that Spacey was leaving Reagan National Airport when police stopped him. Having his lawyer in the passenger seat helped because the officer let the actor go with a verbal warning.
Did you see that weird video he posted right before Christmas? That was the strangest thing.
In character?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. I just read about it.
Dude,
it sounded weird.
You gotta watch it.
You have to see this.
We have it in the system?
Yes. Sorry.
What's wrong?
Oh, man.
That woman that we just had on the phone?
Oh, God.
Yeah. With her stepdad with the G-string.
Oh,
you're not sick. Wait a second. Hold on. Wait a second. Listen to Nash.
I said you weren't sick.
I said I was sick. Dude, she got me sick. I was sick all weekend. I said that.
Wow. Wow. He's as sick as I am.
Yeah. I know it was that bad.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Coming up out of the chest?
I got none of that.
He's probably not on medicine either.
Oh, of course not.
Dude, you have your pack?
No, antibiotics, I mean.
Oh, no.
No, why do that?
I'll let you do that picture real quick. Clemson, congratulations to them. College football season is over.
Total ass kicking.
Yeah. They won last night. What, second, third year in a row?
Wait, who won?
Clemson. Rolls
Clemson,
Alabama.
Really?
National champion.
Alabama won last year.
Did they?
Yeah.
So this is, what, their second or third title, Clemson?
Clemson second in, like, the last 5 years or something.
So Clemson
like that.
Won handily?
Yeah. Beat the crap out of them.
And then, real quick, what's the story? So, for The Sopranos, while you were sick, you said you did a binge watch, and that you watched a bunch of The Sopranos.
Well, I started watching, they were doing a Sopranos marathon on HBO, too. I didn't do anything on Friday or Saturday. On Sunday, I started watching a little bit of TV. I don't even know what season it was, but then I made the decision. I go, oh, I'm sick. I might as well just go back and start from episode one, season one. And there's a lot of episodes. Like now, some of these HBO series, they call a season, and it's like
six or eight
episodes. Yeah. No, they're like 15 episodes in a season.
Yeah. Well, with the celebrating the 20th anniversary of its debut this month, thoughts are now turning towards The Many Saints of Newark. That's the prequel movie that creator David Chase announced last year. And now there are more details about what might take place in the film. So it is going to happen. According to an interview with Chase, the film will indeed include a young Tony Soprano as a character. So obviously, the actor, James Gandolfini, is dead. Passed away. Couldn't do anything thereafter.
Probably couldn't do anything in a prequel either.
Well, it's a young...
Yeah, we can't play a young Tony Soprano.
He's
65 years old.
Well, couldn't they do anything with CSI?
With CSI?
CSI? What, is he dead? They're going to kill him and make his body back up?
What's it? Oh, don't shake your head.
Play that.
CSI.
Caruso's going to be on.
Yeah.
What's it called?
CGI.
That's it. CGI. Remember one episode? The mom was dead and she was sitting in a chair and they put her head on top.
I couldn't stand that mom. I almost quit watching it because the mom was so annoying in that show.
Then she died in real life.
She died in real life. And it was a fake head they did with CGI.
Oh, they did? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Only in one episode, one or two.
They killed her off probably, right?
Yeah.
So this will be pretty good to see this. I haven't watched Sopranos in forever. There you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning.
If you've got the desire to be on the radio and to find the one night stand, I mean love of your life, we got the hookup. Sign up to be our next Thursday hookup hottie at roverradio.com.
I remember when that show came out, I had this guy that I worked with, Frankie the Bull. And he was from, he's from New York, but he loved that show, The Sopranos. He loved that. He loved Jersey Shore whenever that came out. I think that was a few years later.
Ugh.
And he was, but that was his, there's this whole personality was like that. He had a, when that show came out, do you remember how many guys were running around thinking they were wannabe
in the mob?
Mob guys?
Every guy.
You remember
yes,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good show.
It was a great show. You hated the ending.
No, I love the ending.
Oh,
you
I
hated
it.
You hated the ending.
I
love
the
ending.
I can't remember who liked it and who didn't.
But I said it was fantastic.
I wanted some kind of ending to it.
Yeah, it was so anticlimactic.
No, I there was a season. People always talk about Sopranos that were so great, and, but there was a whole season that was
horrible,
awful.
He was in a coma.
Yeah,
he keeps trying to like he's in his dream house, and he almost goes into a house, but then he decides not to go into the house.
Ducks.
It was
for an entire season.
The ducks. Remember?
Yeah, it was eight hours of him thinking about going into a house.
It was so bad, and people forget that. But that's why, in hindsight, you can binge watch now. I want to see what that's like, how bad it is, when you go back and watch it. But the first season is pretty good. I think I'm like on episode 8 or something of the first season. And it's good. You know, a lot of people sent me. It's a good thing I sucked it up. I came in here today because I must have had about 500 people send me this story from Rochester. This guy got fired in Rochester. This, unless I'm missing something here, this is the worst firing I've ever seen in any media firing of all time. So this weatherman got fired in Rochester, New York.
You have the video if you'd like to play it.
I will play it in just a second. And this guy got fired. It is such a disgrace that they fired this guy. Who would go work for this company? I don't know what company owns this TV station.
I hope it's not our radio station.
I don't think we own any
any
TV stations, Stevie. You think you would know that, but
I don't know the name of their group up there.
I don't know. She's just throwing me totally off here. But I don't know who would go work for this company. This has got to be the worst company in the world. Who would want to work for these guys? I'll play you the clip, and I'll tell you the story right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover's Morning Glory, because everything else just fucking sucks. Now back to the show.
The story is almost unbelievable to me. People sent this to me. We've been on in Rochester for, geez, I don't know.
2006?
So 13 years we've been on the air in Rochester. It's amazing with how sensitive people are in Rochester that we're still on the air 13 years later. Judging by this story, a weatherman, meteorologist as they like to be called, for a TV station in Rochester, New York. WHEC is the TV station. It's an NBC affiliate owned by a company called Hubbard. They do own a bunch of radio stations. Mm-hmm. They fired this guy after he went on the air, was given an update, and this is what he said. Listen to this.
It was great. This is the way it looked out at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. The ice rink at the Zamboni machine out.
Wait, what do you say?
Listen, once again, they're showing a picture of Martin Luther King Park. I have to very carefully say that.
It was great. This is the way it looked out at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. The ice rink at the Zamboni machine out.
He said Martin Luther Coon, I mean Martin Luther King. Listen.
It was great. This is the way it looked out at Martin Luther King Jr. Park, the ice rink at the Zamboni machine out.
And they've lost their minds in Rochester. The mayor of Rochester was saying that this guy should be fired. The mayor. This wackadoodle is going out on TV saying, you got to fire this guy for this. It's a slip of the tongue.
But of all the words to pick.
But it's a stutter.
Yeah, it's a slip of the tongue. And,
is there any meaning?
Do you think that guy woke up that morning and it's like, you know what I'm going to try to do is slip the word?
No, of course not.
Charlie, I got a good one. You know, I'm going to do a weather report. And I'm going to slip coon in. How about that?
See if I get in trouble.
All of his buddies at the Klan meeting after work are just high-fiving him.
Yeah, I mean, if they did an investigation and that's what was uncovered, if he were hanging out with a couple of anchors and he goes, hey, you know what's funny? We're going to show this picture of Martin Luther King Park here. Watch this. I'm going to coon it up for you. And then he did that. then okay, you probably fire the guy. But absent that, you fire someone for that? I cannot imagine who in their right mind, what newscaster would ever want to go work for that radio station or for that TV station. Who would ever want to do that? Because God forbid you make a slip of the tongue. You might say, you know what? That was a big chunk over there.
Well, you wouldn't say that.
That
if
one's
you were
easier,
talking
that
about.
That one's easier to slip up with because it's so close than that one. Than
it's
the
a slip of
king.
The tongue.
Dude, you do it all the time.
But, well, then fire me. Yeah. But if you're talking about something that's Chinese, that chunk of a sweatshirt right there doesn't match the material.
What are you talking about?
So, and you say that.
Okay, so maybe you're doing
sweatshirt.
A story about the trade deficit, and a big chink of the deficit comes from. I mean, a big chunk of the deficit comes from. You get fired? I mean, this is outrageous.
There must be more to it where they had reasoning behind it.
I don't think so.
How do you get that word out of?
King. It's way different. Rover, the chunk and the other word is very similar.
Have you ever listened to yourself do reads, live reads?
Yes.
Have you ever heard yourself? You murder words, Dieter.
Yeah, but I don't say
racist
that word.
You might have. You might have.
I haven't, Rover. I know I haven't said that word. King. Trying to say king and I say
the other word? Yeah. That's a horrible word.
But
those are words
God.
You don't
you guys,
say
you guys,
that.
You guys have lost your mind. If you honestly believe that this guy
should be fired. But
there must be more to it then. If for them to fire him, there must be way more to it that he must have had things.
Do you have
that
a clip of this
done.
Mayor?
No,
you got to get her. She's a real piece of work. Jarrett in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jarrett.
Hey, how's it going? So I was just calling for a couple things. So one, there was a ESPN analyst, Mike Greenberg, who did the same exact thing, talking about Martin Luther King Jr., and they didn't fire him for it.
How do you say it?
He said the same exact thing. He said Martin Luther Coon King Jr., because he was trying to say King and Jr., and it kind of came out together, which you get the K from King and the Oon from Jr.
Really?
Is that? I mean, she's acting like this is an unbelievable thing.
And not only that, but speaking of the mayor, I mean, she when she came in and was, you know, elected and whatever, she got rid of, you know, I don't know how this is going to come across, but she got rid of white people to hire her own family members into her, I guess, cabinet or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about Rochester, New York politics.
I mean, this guy hasn't had any other issues. I mean, they had him on, and he said he was sorry, and it was just a slip of the tongue. You know, he was talking fast, and the King and the Junior kind of ran together.
When did he come back on? Yeah, was it immediate? Did he say, I'm sorry?
I can't believe that they fired this guy. I mean, this is unreal. You should not speak if you work at this TV station. If your job is to read the teleprompter this evening, don't open your mouth because you could be fired with a slip of the tongue. That's the precedent that is set.
It's just funny that an ESPN analyst did the same literal exact thing.
But that's cable.
That's a national station. Yeah, but it's ESPN. That's more national than WAGC in Rochester, New York. You think they would be more worried about something being racist than Rochester News?
Yeah, and the guy is just trying to get through his weathercast. He's trying to say the stuff quickly. He's trying to get through it. And that makes complete sense. Trying to say King and Junior together, and you come up, you combine those two words, and that's it. My God, James, in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, James.
Yo, Rover.
Hey.
Dinner.
Yo.
I'm actually just calling to kind of piggyback off of what the last caller just said. I'm from Rochester myself. And, like, Mayor Lovely Warren getting involved is exactly like the last guy just said. She's anti-whitey. If it's white, it's not right. Mm. And the guy really, he had a slip of the tongue. It's not like he went out of his way and he's like, oh, black MF-er or Martin Luther King or anything like that. Like,
yeah, if he would have said something like, if they would have done this live shot of Martin Luther King Jr. Park, and he would have been, oh, look at all those lazy bums drinking 40s there. I mean, okay, then you fire the guy. But a slip of the tongue?
Well, Rochester, too, is like, you need to understand, we think we're, like, real progressive and, like, it's super liberal and stuff. And, like, people up here, we just like to get hurt, man. Like, if it can be said to hurt someone's feelings, even if it isn't said to hurt someone's feelings, there's going to be a bunch of pussy little people with hurt feelings around here.
Well, he didn't even, it was obvious, it was not intentional that he was trying to hurt anyone's feelings or inflict any pain or anything like that.
It was a story on our local radio yesterday, and like they even pointed out, they're like, clearly he didn't do this on purpose because he didn't like automatically jump on it and start backpedaling, or he didn't go to like social media and like beg for his job or anything. Like, it was a mistake. He kind of let it go being a mistake, and honestly, he probably didn't say anything about it at the time to like not bring more attention to it.
Exactly, because it wasn't a big deal to begin with. It was a slip of the tongue.
It's a big deal. It's offensive.
He probably didn't even realize he said it.
He knew.
No, he didn't. Like, because, like, honestly, if he had realized he said it, he probably, like, would have stared at the screen, or there would have been a moment of, like, awkward silence or something, and there was nothing. Like, he just kept on going about telling us what our news is because, like, or the weather or whatever it was. He's just doing his job. Like, people just need to chill out.
Jeremy Capel is the guy's name. That's how you pronounce it, right?
I saved a video of him talking on Facebook about it.
Okay.
And I also saved a video. Remember the local newscaster here who said a different word?
All right.
Do you remember she said jigaboo?
Oh, yeah.
I do remember that
but,
one.
Like, she said that on purpose, but she didn't know what she was saying. I guess it was a little different.
And they
didn't
fire her.
She didn't, like, stutter. She chose to say that word, but I don't think she had any idea. She had zero idea what she
was
saying.
Like, this guy has Twitter, this Jeremy Capel. He's a follower of God and my dreams, family man, foodie, fitness freak, chief meteorologist for WHEC in Rochester, New York. Like, that guy, the follower of God and his dreams, is going to go, let me slip a racial slur into the weather cast tonight. Ha ha ha. You guys are idiots if you think that. This guy has, I mean, when he says he's a family man, I don't know. Does he have kids? He's got
his wife in this video. I think that's his wife.
So yeah, he has a wife to support. Probably he got kids. Maybe I don't know.
I'm sure they paid him out. You can't.
No, they didn't.
Come on,
they fire you, douche. They fire you
with cause. They don't pay you out. Now this guy's got a great case. I'll take this guy's. I'll be his agent. I'll take up this arbitration in 2 seconds.
How do you spell his name?
What a disgraceful, shameful thing to fire someone for. I am really offended by this. And the spineless manager out there, boy, I'd love to meet this clown when we go out to Rochester next. Okay. Pull up our bus right in front of WHEC. What gigantic pussies. And you know, I'd love for the clown who fired this guy to come out and explain it to us. You can't do it. I mean, unless there is evidence that this guy did this on purpose.
Well, it's offensive, and they don't want to offend. We are living in a society that is easily offended. They
That's
didn't
their
want,
problem.
But they didn't
but you
want
gotta
to
have,
back
you
him
gotta
up.
Have, you have they to have someone's right. back over something like this.
Well, they didn't like him.
This is the way it looked out at Martin Luther King Jr. Park.
Oh.
The ice
rink. Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, all right, here he is talking on Facebook, this weathercaster, news, whatever he is, weatherman.
Hey everybody, Jeremy Capel with my wife Lisa here. We wanted to take the time to address what has happened the last several days since my weathercast on Friday. Before we get to that, I do want to take the time to thank you. Thank all of our family. Thank all of our friends for the enormous amount of support that you have given us since the very, very beginning. I want to take the time to thank our neighbors. You know, we just had one of our neighbors over here just a few minutes ago with nothing but love and support.
Our neighbor Devante was over here, and he gave all of his support.
Hugs and tears, and we couldn't be doing this without you guys. Thank you to our church for reaching out and for offering. We know what will be continuing support throughout.
Thanks to our Baptist church and our preacher, Shamarius.
Throughout this ordeal, that means a ton. We need your thoughts, your prayers, and your love at this time. And I also want to thank everybody on social media, even those that don't know us, the outpouring.
World Star Hip Hop has been very supportive of me.
It's been just unbelievable, and it's been so hard. It's been so heartwarming, and we needed it. It's been such a tumultuous couple of days for us. We've had hardly any sleep at all.
Hey, look at this wife. She looks like she's in a hostage video, doesn't she?
Tears.
I mean, this is her whole life.
But he's going to be fine.
If he's
that innocent that you think, he's going to get another job in a second.
Not right away.
Yes, he will.
He's going to have to calm down.
Yeah, dude.
Forget this.
You know, I mean, this is a devastating thing to take someone's livelihood from them for this.
Is that word in your vocabulary?
No.
Okay. You don't
raccoon is.
But you don't think there's ever. Am I the only one that sees more to it or no? Like nobody
yes,
else?
Yes, you are the only one because.
I just don't understand how...
You can combine those two words.
No other actions.
King, Junior, you're trying to get through something quickly. And you, of all people, the way you stumble and bumble through your newscasts...
I don't say the K word.
That's criminal right there.
The N word. So I suck at doing the news, but...
Terrible.
Yeah. What if he slipped up and said the N word?
Oh!
Would that be the same? Would you still back him up and go, hey, he just combined two words...
Was he maybe talking about a new trigger or something?
Yeah, something like that on a gun, and he accidentally said it.
No, I don't. I still don't think you fire the guy over that.
Suspended
I really don't.
Without pay?
No, you issue an apology. I mean, this is an innocent mistake.
Why'd they fire him?
Because they're spineless. Because they have this wackadoodle mayor out there who's apparently, from what I'm hearing, anti-white. If that's the case, I don't know. But
was the mayor black? Is he white?
It's a woman. Yeah, black woman.
She okay.
Is. Yeah, but I call her a wackadoodle because she wanted this guy to be fired.
Yeah.
And if this guy's fired, I mean, that's just such a loony response to that.
Is that why they did it? Because the mayor asked for it? Would they have done it if she hadn't? You can't compete with the city's mayor, can you?
You can't what?
You can't compete with the mayor. If the mayor's saying, fire this person, is that why the TV station did it? Because they're like, oh my God.
Look at
can't.
You. You should be fired because the way you pronounce that, it's mayor, not mayor.
Mayor.
Are you calling her a horse because she's black, like a black stallion, black beauty? Is that what it is, huh?
You're fired.
She has bad teeth.
I didn't say that.
Well, you were alluding.
Now you're fired.
Yeah.
I didn't
yeah,
say
you should
any
be fired,
of that.
Dougie.
Uh-huh. I'll watch that.
And it's just been very, very hard on me and my family. So thank you. What happened on Friday, you know, to me, it's a simple misunderstanding. If you watch me regularly, you know that I tend to contain a lot of information in my weathercast, which forces me to speak fast. And unfortunately, I spoke a little too fast when I was referencing Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So fast to the point where
really he slowed it
man,
down.
Did he practice
Martin
that?
Luther King
wow.
Jr.
Yeah. I think this was like his third take and he kept doing it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I jumbled a couple of words. Now, in my mind, I knew I had mispronounced, but there was no malice. There was nothing that
his
I could have.
Wife.
I had no idea the way it came across to many people. Mm.
It's almost like I had a total. Blackout.
No.
Yeah, see, you're going to get in trouble.
I had started to mispronounce it. I put an emphasis on King and moved on. Had no idea what some people could have interpreted that as. And I know some people did interpret that the wrong way. That was not a word that I said. I promise you that. And if you did feel that it hurts you in any way, I sincerely apologize. I would never want to tarnish the reputation of such a great man as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., one of the greatest civic leaders of all time. He changed the world forever, and he changed the world for better.
Yeah, I mean, this is really sad. It's really sad. Ben, in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. So yesterday, after I heard this story, I called Lovely Warren's office, and I asked to speak to her because we have a radio station here, WDKX, that plays rap music. And in rap music, they say the N-word every other word, which is fine if you want to deal with that. But I asked her when she's going to call for public outcry to shut down this radio station that plays music that says such a blatantly racist word left and right. And I was promptly called a racist and hung up on.
Wow.
Dougie Ice gives this weird look when people mention the mayor of Rochester. She's like, what? The mayor is named Lovely. That's the mayor's first name.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's why Dougie gives a side. Do you see that? You should be fired for that, yeah. Dougie. Sideways look you give every time you hear.
Sideways look because the N word he said.
No, it was before that when he said that he called Lovely. Ben, thank you. Let me go to Mary in St. Louis, who probably is calling for this guy not only to be fired but to be killed.
Oh,
good morning, Mary.
Let me say something first. No, I was actually going to agree with you. Would you say that I'm normally typically offended by
everything?
Everything. You read racism into everything. You're offended by everything.
Yes.
It's outrageous.
You're a troublemaker.
To everybody, he was clearly combining the two words because he was trying to get it out there.
Yeah.
It's not offensive.
I mean, what? Tell me what the morale must be like at this TV station. If your coworker was just fired for that, are you walking on pins and needles now every day?
Sure.
I mean, your job, your livelihood. This is people's homes, their mortgages, their kids' school, their food on the table. It depends on their job. And to be fired for something so ridiculous is really insulting to humanity. And even Mary's, you wouldn't have fired the guy.
No, I think what is offensive is the amount of inequality that happens with black men versus black, you know, or white men, and, you know, all of society. It's just, it's clearly, you know, you can see racism and you can see that it's lies and in America. And, you know, I'm just trying to let everybody know that. That's
now,
basically all that is.
Let's take bets. WHEC, they now have an opening.
Oh.
Who's going to be hired?
Who do you think fills that position now? You tell me what. Just take a. Let's all go around the horn. Just, well, let's spitball it. Dieter, who do you think they.
Maybe a black guy?
Dougie, what do you think?
African American girl.
Nads, what do you think?
A black, non-binary, transgender person.
All right. I think we've gone far enough, right? I think we're all in agreement. Everyone's in agreement. They're going to hire a black dude to replace him.
I saved a video. It has the mayor talking, and it has the general manager of the TV station speaking to him.
All right. Ooh. What is this called?
WHEC statement from Rochester News.
Okay. That has all of it? That has...
Yes.
The mayor and okay. And this kind of stuff, I know that this is at one of our affiliates in Rochester, New York, so no matter where you're listening, this stuff happens all over. Like the girl here. She didn't get fired, though.
A lot of people last night with this tribute to the Sound of Music. Afterwards, Julie Andrews joined her on stage, gave her a hug, and called it wonderful.
It was
it's
wonderful.
It's very impressive, though, isn't it?
It's hard to really hear her voice.
Lady Gaga.
With all the jigaboo music that she does, whatever you want to call it. Jigaboo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy smile when she says it.
And he's African-American.
She's right next to a black dude when
yes.
she says it.
Oh. that's
you can't help but laugh.
She says it twice.
Oh, like, yeah. Because
he laughs because he's like, oh, your head on a platter.
Wow. Yeah. Is she still there?
Yeah, yes. She's still there.
She got suspended, what, 3 days? Came right back?
Yeah, she, you know, her claim, I'm sure, was, I didn't.
She didn't know
what I was saying. I was trying to say getting jiggy with it.
Yeah.
I don't know what she was trying to say exactly, but you give someone the benefit of the doubt, right? Now, if that newscaster here, that local girl, if she were going around treating black people at work poorly and then she said stuff like that, then maybe fire. If this guy were mistreating people, then maybe, but... Here's the clip with the mayor and all that.
Friday evening, News 10 NBC broadcast a racial slur in a reference to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. that aired during one of our newscasts. This happened during our first weather segment at 5:30 p.m., which is an unscripted part of the newscast.
Upon learning of the incident, News 10 NBC leadership and
listen to how this is worded. This is such garbage.
You think they got hate for this?
Oh, my God.
That they fired him?
This is so terrible.
They probably got split 50-50.
We aired a racial slur. No, a dude screwed up, and he... I mean, think of all the possibilities you could have for potential racial slurs by combining words or... misspeaking something.
Upon learning of the incident, News 10 NBC leadership immediately initiated an internal investigation. Today, Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren and News 10 NBC General Manager Richard Reingold addressed what happened.
I think that is a larger issue in our community across the board when it comes down to people of color and the way they are referred to, terminology that has been used and referenced. And I think that it's about time that we start to deal with it and not sit idly by and allow these types of things to happen and not deal with it head on.
And joining...
What?
I don't know what that means.
What? That's just a bunch of gobbledygook right there.
Whoa.
What is...
Jesus Christ. Whoa. Right as we're talking about this?
I'm sorry.
I feel very uncomfortable right now.
Yep, the people in the Vietnamese community are calling for me to be fired.
Oh, boy.
Who's this? This is the general manager that sits down right here? This?
Yeah.
Wow, look at this guy. My Lord, this guy looks like he's 1,000 years old.
NBC General Manager Richard Reingold to address what happened.
Thank you, Jennifer. As a result of that broadcast, meteorologist Jeremy Kappel is no longer with News 10 NBC. We believe strongly in holding our reporters and anchors to the highest standard. We're proud of our dedicated newsroom professionals and expect and require that each respects and understands that their behavior reflects directly on the station for which they work in the community we serve.
How does that reflect poorly if someone misspeaks?
Our Friday broadcast does not represent the values of News 10 NBC, its hardworking staff, or the great people of Rochester. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is one of America's greatest heroes, for whom I and all of us at News 10 NBC have the utmost respect. I'm terribly sorry to all of our viewers.
What would this guy have done if he would have accidentally done that right there when he said Martin Luther King Jr.?
You know, would he walk off.
Does he immediately resign?
I quit.
Yeah.
Does he leave like that guy? Yeah. What was it? The Michael Bay leaving CES stage or whatever?
Wide-eyed and walked out.
I love that.
I can't do this. Just walks off.
Yeah.
Well, I feel bad for this guy. Maybe we'll buy you a drink, my man, when we're in Rochester for Rover's Holiday Hangover. We'll be out there in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
At the Main Street Armory. In fact, tickets are still available for that show, right?
Yes.
Do I have the info behind
you
me?
You do.
Let me take this as an opportunity to plug Rover's Holiday Hangover. Friday the 25th at the Main Street Armory. Young the Giant, Lovely the Band, Grandson, The Interrupters, and everyone from Rover's Morning Glory will be there. The tickets are on sale now. Go to thezone941.com to get your tickets. And we'll see you in a couple weeks. We will be right back. Hang on.
When we were school kids. Hey, the rails are caught now. And I am.
Morning Glory. Trailblazing into uncharted territory. Come along for the ride. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way?
I'm going to give you some slang terms that you're going to hear in 2019.
Oh, good. I can't wait to start making use of these in
yes.
the show.
Also, you've heard of a love triangle, but have you ever heard of a love rectangle? I'm going to tell you about a love rectangle that has everyone nervous about potential guns involved in this mess. I'll tell you the story next.
Okay, we'll get to that in just a moment. I was in the bathroom and Snitzer goes, Jeffrey tweeted regarding what you're talking about. That's all I... He goes, you might want to talk about it. That's all he said. I go, what did he tweet? He goes, just,
We're talking about, you know, mistakes made, possibly racist slurs, racial slurs made.
Yes, yes.
The
weatherman in Rochester was fired for mispronouncing a word that came out as a racial slur.
Okay.
And then you mentioned the other one, the local news person who said the
Jigaboo?
Yeah, that word. So both like racial terms.
I like how Snitz is like the J-I word.
Yeah,
it's a horrible word.
Yeah, I'm not saying it. So we know we're talking about racial things, right? So then Jeffrey wants to weigh in, and he puts his thing. How about Kenny Crumpton's skin flute gaffe? Nothing to do with racial things, but
nothing whatsoever. Jeffrey.
It's typical Jeffrey, you know, he'll come in like late and
no sense.
Yep, 7:59 a.m. he tweeted that in the middle of a commercial break, and it has nothing to do with what we were actually discussing.
Isn't it funny the weatherman and the local person here have the same last name, pretty much? Isn't that guy's name Capel? And what's the girl's
Capel
name?
Capel is how you pronounce his name.
Oh, okay.
And Capel is the girl who did the Jigaboo video. So watch out. Maybe they're even mispronouncing their names. I can't even get that right. Jeff in Rochester. Then we'll get to the shizzy. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yo, Ralph, what's going on?
Yo, what's happening?
There's a lot more to this story that's not even being told. Lovely Warren is also attacking the local newspaper, the Democrat and Chronicle, trying to get a guy fired that wrote an article about a judge that is taking over for that Judge Astacio. And she's trying to get him fired for calling her a carpetbagger.
And what is they? Okay, is there some sort of racial thing I'm missing in the phrase carpetbagger, or what? What am I? I don't get it.
No, it's just she's like right now she's Lovely Warren's under federal investigation for all sorts of things. A lot of people are thinking she's just trying to control the government right now, or the media right now.
Yeah, if I were under investigation, I'd be pulling all sorts of stunts, too. She's taking a play out of Donald Trump's playbook.
So I think you've talked about the Judge Astacio case, and when she got fired, this judge that took over for her, she quit her job and started renting a house in the city of Rochester. And she doesn't live in the city of Rochester, which is law. And so the guy called her a carpetbagger, which is a term.
Yes, that is. Yeah.
And so she's trying to get that guy fired as well.
Ah, well, you know,
so there's a lot going on.
Sounds like they're get out to the polls. It sounds like, in Rochester, don't keep electing crazy ass people. Jeff, thank you. I appreciate it. Dougie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Do you remember we had done the story last week about Hacienda Healthcare in Phoenix, where that lady was in a vegetative state for 10 years?
Yeah.
So she,
then you said that they heard her moaning all of a sudden, and she squirted out a baby.
Yes. So
she was pregnant.
Correct.
Someone must have been mounting her while she's unconscious.
So you said, well, it's easy to find out who did it. Just do a DNA test.
Yeah, of course.
Baby. So I haven't heard anything about that. What I did hear is an update on this story. Bill Timmons, the longtime CEO, he stepped down. He resigned. He's no longer part of this place.
He wasn't mounting her, was he?
No, but why does he step down from all of this? And nowhere in the story does it say that we have arrested somebody. There is anybody. Is it because it's a health-related issue that they haven't arrested or announced who the person was that was raping her? This guy just took office or took the position chief, the CEO, January 1st. He took the role of president. So he was working with this place for years.
Yeah, yeah.
January 1st, he's now the president. He just stepped down 7 days later, 6 days later. He resigns.
Wow, that was fast.
Doesn't want to deal with it.
Okay, so is that what... Where's the answers to, is somebody arrested? You know, they keep coming up with,
I think we would have heard about that.
I can't get that.
This guy resigned because he says, look, this happened under my watch, I guess. Sure. I don't know.
But he wasn't the president at the time.
Yeah,
he was the CEO. So I'm curious when we're going to hear about a person being arrested.
They got to find a match.
What are we waiting for?
But there has to be like a small number of suspects.
But what if you don't want to give your DNA? Say the workers there all come together and say, don't let them swab our cheeks. And then they can't find the person.
I didn't think about
that. Well, whoever is initiating that is probably guilty.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
that's true.
Nobody give it up.
Yeah.
Swear I didn't do it.
But, and Dieter, you say that it's probably a small number of, you don't know that. The number of people that have access to that facility, the aides, orderlies, nurses, whatever.
A visitor?
Sure. Over a long, you know.
The visitor's easy to...
Would have been about 9 months ago, obviously.
Right. I mean, that's easy with a visitor. You have logs. You know who's there.
Yeah, but all the visitors that came, you got to have probably about a 30-day window or so.
And what if a visitor was visiting someone else, and then he snuck in that room and mounted her?
Yeah.
Yeah, so all the visitors to the facility for a month, I think there's more people that have to be looked at than you might imagine.
How'd they not see the baby bump?
That is weird.
They probably just thought she was getting fat. Or a tumor or something.
You wouldn't expect it.
And who knows how big she got. She's on a feeding tube or something, I guess.
And I'm guessing the baby was probably quite small because she wasn't getting the extra calories needed for the pregnancy.
Yeah.
Wow. So we'll monitor that story, obviously, and see. Hopefully they'll arrest somebody or they'll figure it out.
Gotta be a real degenerate to mount some unconscious...
It's horrible.
Woman, right?
Yes. Yes. In other news, beginning in late 2016, there was a mysterious illness that came across U.S. diplomatic personnel and family members in Havana, Cuba. I remember hearing about this. Remember, specialists had said the symptoms said that they were hearing buzzing, grinding metal, piercing squeals, and humming. It was all similar to brain dysfunction caused by concussion. So the U.S. government personnel in Cuba reported hearing all these weird, loud sounds when there was air pressure in homes, like all of these instances. We had done stories like, what is this weird sound?
Yeah.
Is it possibly Russia doing some type of attack against us? Is something going on? Well, now, according to research, it's implicated another culprit in the noise, very loud crickets.
No. That's what they said at the beginning. They're like, it's crickets. And then it came out it was somebody actually doing this. They're going back to the crickets.
They're going back to the crickets.
How'd that make someone ill?
Scientists analyzed a recording of the sound reportedly related to the incidents, and it found that it matched the chirp of the Indies short-tailed cricket. They say in duration, pulse repetition rate, power spectrum, pulse rate, everything, it all matches.
They believe that
mysterious health attack... Could it have been from the Cubans, the Russians? Yeah. Who is attacking our U.S. personnel? They just think it's crickets.
No. I have a sound machine. You could put crickets on that sound machine.
It doesn't make you physically ill, does it?
If you're camping in the wild, won't you go insane?
They're going to continue to research this because they need to do so. So I think it's kind of funny, all that work. All right, we've heard about a love triangle. What about a love rectangle? So this is pretty interesting. Apparently, the New York Police Department is dealing with a major scandal right now. This love issue, four people involved between four cops. There's a 40-year-old sergeant with the NYPD, and he lives with his girlfriend, a 41-year-old police union delegate. So the two have been having affairs with other people within
the department.
The department. Yep. And then social media gets pictures of this. There are pictures of them all together. And so they've all been taken off their roles as investigation continues. And the police chief said, okay, I need everybody's guns. Because you know when there's scandal involved, people get upset. If there's cheating, one cop says, well, we were separated at the time. They all had their guns removed from them because they are part of a police force. So a lot of trouble there. The NYPD is investigating what happened. They even took away everything to make sure, the guns to make sure no one would get shot over this news. But there are pictures out there. It's pretty scandalous.
All right.
Slang terms that you're going to hear in 2019.
Doogie will start using all of these.
Today.
Like when Doogie tries to use lit.
Oh.
All right, what else? What else? What?
T. T-E-A or just the letter T. It means gossip.
Spilling tea.
Yes. If you spill tea about someone, you're talking behind their back. I'm putting a star next to that one. Snatched. It means you look good. So if you beat your face, beat.
Wait, hold on.
Wait.
Let's just stick one at a time here, okay?
Okay.
Snatched.
Snatch. It means you look good. You look snatched today. You don't look snatched today, Rover. Snatched means good.
Is it snatched or snatch?
Snatched. ED.
Okay. Hey, is that?
I've never heard this. No. I've heard spilling tea.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, you're going to
I didn't really understand what anybody was talking about. They just keep posting pictures of teacups and stuff. I don't know what was going on. All right. So that's gossip.
Yes.
Snatched.
Goat.
Put snatched in a sentence, please.
I'm feeling snatched today.
No, I don't think you're using it correctly.
Yes, it means you look good.
When I think of snatch, I think of something else.
Yeah, Doogie hasn't been snatched in 7 years.
Yeah.
No, snatched means look good.
No, your snatch does not look good. You can't put that together.
Yeah. Take you 7 years to find that snatch because she doesn't shave.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. All right, another word, GOAT. It's an acronym that stands for greatest of all time.
That's been out.
It's a what? That's...
What? Acronym?
Okay, you said acronym.
Didn't.
Did she know what that was?
What?
The GOAT. Remember when I first started coming around, she was like, why is Tom Brady a GOAT? Why do they call him an animal?
Yeah, she didn't know.
My daughter started using this.
Why are
this.
They saying that that's starting in 2019?
No, that's this been is... out.
Yeah. My daughter started using this. Gucci.
That's so God. Gucci?
I'm like, what'd you say? Yeah.
Put it in a sentence for me.
What was she talking about? Although there was some Musical.ly or TikTok video. She goes, oh, that's so Gucci. I go, what does that mean? She goes, it's pretty cool, like Gucci. Like, watch, there's this Gucci video. Like, what are you doing? There's a song. Do a lot of, like, the money, Gucci.
What's that called when you do a lot of money?
I don't know.
I mean, guess. You don't know what that term is?
No. Okay, do you know, Robert?
When what?
When you have a bunch of money and you, like, a strip club.
Oh, make it rain?
There you go. Good job.
What was beat up your face?
Oh, beat means...
We'll explain. What's the
word?
It's
a verb or an adjective.
You look beat?
It's about applying makeup. You might hear someone say, I've got to beat my face because I've got a date tonight. I've never heard that of you.
No.
I've never.
I don't know if Gucci's real either. Is it?
What?
Things are Gucci?
People say that. Yeah, like,
that's Gucci's 7 or 8 year old just said it, so it's got to be making its...
This has been around. Ratchet.
Oh, yeah.
That's like 2013.
They say it's coming back.
That chick's ratchet.
It's coming back.
It's normally used to describe someone who's obnoxious, rude, or trashy. I mean,
it's coming back. It's already, it's gone out and coming back now.
It can also mean cool. You're cool. You're ratchet, Charlie. And Post Malone. I'll end with this, Rover. I think he's going through something right now because he posted a message to his fans asking them for a little help. He tweets, if y'all are actually my fans and friends and love me and want me to be mentally stable, can y'all please let me live? I'm trying my best here. It's all I can do. He hasn't posted anything since, so who knows what's going on with him. Hopefully it's nothing serious, but I don't understand.
Someone probably asked for an autograph while he's taking a dump or something.
But if all of these people are getting to you the negative remarks, why don't you delete that
get
off?
Get off social media.
Don't read it.
It's very simple.
I don't read my stuff. I understand people hate me. I don't read it. I'm not Post Malone, but I think he's getting a lot of heat from people right now. He's going through something, so there you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Next, you are. Ned's car was broken.
Not Gucci.
Not Gucci.
It was no, Ratchet. It
was... Yes.
And he was gonna. I guess you're in the market for a new car. The last I talked to you. Last week on Friday, because his car broke down. The wheel fell off his car.
Almost did. Oh, both of them almost fell off. I was 2 seconds away from both of them falling off. Yeah, so that was my weekend plans. I was sick, but I needed some transportation. I needed some wheels. So we went to a dealership.
Needed a new whip.
It was we.
I'm just laughing. Dougie makes a face every time somebody says they're sick now that she just lying. Assumes that they're just lying or
he's
whatever.
Lying.
He's lying. His cough. Oh, yeah.
Have another cigarette.
No, there's something in there.
You got everybody sick and Rover then you're mad
did.
At people.
Rover got him sick.
No,
not
you
me.
Did.
How,
no,
how did I get him sick?
Because you and our boss are both sick with the flu. Because
you gave everybody
yeah,
the
no,
that's
I didn't
right.
have the
you
flu.
You had it first.
I did not have the flu. I had a sinus congestion
nobody
thing.
Here has the flu.
Huh? Rover does.
No, no I don't have the flu.
You know
I
you
do not have the flu.
Yes,
me either.
No. Yep.
No, I'm stuffed up and I have a cough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you gave it to me.
Who were you at the dealership with?
My dad.
Okay.
So it was a family friend. He knows the guys at the dealership. So we went over there and we're looking at cars. So I was originally going to lease something. But then we started thinking, like, why just put money into something that you're going to have to give back anyway? So.
New, used, what are you
used.
Looking at? Okay.
So we were looking at, you know, cheap ones to mid-priced options. And we settled on something. I got a new car.
Wow. All right.
What'd well, you a used car.
A new used car.
Yeah.
I got
new to him.
Right.
A 2015
wow.
Mazda CX-5.
Nice.
It's sweet.
All right.
Got a touchscreen in that thing. I couldn't believe it when I was driving it. I'm like, this is how people drive? When I was in my Ford Explorer, it was like I was fighting the road. Like, it felt like I got in a fist fight every time I got out of there. I mean, the wheels were falling off.
Yeah.
So I get the car. I'm so excited. I'm driving home. I'm like grinning ear to ear. I'm calling people. I'm bragging. I go, how cool my new car is. All of a sudden, it just stops accelerating.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
It's, I can't get it to go. It's, I'm like decelerating at a rapid rate. I'm like, oh, God. I pull off to the side of the road. And I turn it off. I'm like, okay. Obviously, like a malfunction. Might have been sitting there for a little bit. I took it on a test drive.
Yeah.
And then I try firing it back up. Nothing. Nothing.
Wow.
Can't get it. Can't get it to catch. And so I call the guys at the dealership. They're real cool. I'm like, hey, man, a little bit of a problem here. Car broke down on the side of the road. He's like, are you serious?
They must be. They can't believe it, right?
Yeah, they're blaming me. They're like,
user error.
Are you sure there's gas in it?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, there's gas in it. It's got a quarter tank. So they drive out. He drops me off a brand new 2019 Jeep Compass that I'm just driving around for the weekend. That was cool. And they took the car back to look at it. It was out of gas. It said I had a quarter tank. So I don't know what's going
on.
Did
it really say you had a quarter tank?
I swear to God it did. Swear to God.
That wouldn't make sense.
I know. It's an electrical gas gauge. It's an electric gas gauge. It's a digital, I mean. So it was, I don't know. Now I'm really worried. I can't get less than a quarter tank.
Out of gas. They must have thought you're the biggest idiot, huh?
But it said quarter tank, because like he called, he's like, are you sure there's gas in there? I'm like, yeah, I'm looking at the gauge right now. Like, there's clearly gas in here. So now I'm terrified.
Well, they got to fix that. Obviously,
well,
there's
yeah,
a problem.
That's
what
problem.
Are you terrified
malfunction.
For?
They did some diagnostics yesterday, and there was no issue. So knock on wood,
error.
I might be running out of gas all the time now.
That's going to be your new thing. You're just going to be constantly running out of gas.
I'm just going to drive with
gas
in my car.
He's not going to show up to work. What happened?
Perfect.
Was it drugs? No, I ran out of gas.
Yeah. Wait, but yeah. I wouldn't take a car for...
Yeah, what idiot would buy a car like that doesn't work?
What's going on with you two? Wait, seriously, if there's an error with a gas tank...
Yeah, if it's it's a 2015, go back and return and say, yeah. I don't want this.
No, what? I love the car. It'll be fine. It'll
You're
work itself
so dumb.
Out. It was probably just sitting
I think
there for
a minute. No, there's a sensor that's got to be bad.
Something's broken in it.
Obviously.
You just bought it. go get it fixed.
I wish either that or he was misreading the gauge.
Oh, no, he's seeing like
it's a new car.
He is dumb.
Well, we'll see. He doesn't know how to read the gauge.
He was seeing blurry.
That's what it probably is.
I wish they had Silverados there. That would never have happened in a new Silverado.
Were you on anything when you were looking at it?
No.
Of course not.
Well, I'm just saying, if there's an error with a car, I'm taking it back. I just bought.
If that's the biggest concern, you don't know what I was going through in my last car. The wheels were falling off.
Are you gonna
know if I have to keep more than a quarter tank in there? Fine.
But who sells you a car with empty gas? Don't you always get like a full tank when you drive off. Usually?
The gas gauge said it had like a gas in it. So
a quarter tank, but why would they fill it up for you? Like when I bought a used car in the past,
or any car,
I don't know if they fill it up.
That's a lot of money.
They have gas right there.
It's just like courtesy. Yeah.
They have gas right there? What do you mean they have gas right there?
Yeah, they have gas there.
No, they treat me really well, so shout out to them.
They have gas at the dealership? They have their own gas pumps? No, they don't.
At mine, they did.
Yes.
Or they took it out. I don't know where they filled it up, so I don't know where they took it.
They don't have their own gas pumps at the dealership? That's insane.
No, they do.
No, they don't. Yes. They take it to a gas station. They don't have their own. So they're getting gas delivered to the.
Yes.
They're running their own operation. They have underground tanks. They have the whole nine yards. Okay, sure. Get out of here.
I'm telling you, they do.
Maybe jugs.
Get out of here. Well, Nat, sounds like you got a new car. It sounds like you and your buddy, Charlie, the two of you.
Don't want me in
driving
this.
Around.
Which one's going to last longer? One's 2015. The other one's what?
86.
1986 Ford Bronco 2.
If that lasts longer than the 2015.
My gas gauge doesn't work either, but like I knew that going into it. And so you just have to fill it up, and you have to pay attention to the... the tripometer, you have to reset it. And at 150 miles, you have to it's time to stop and get gas.
Yes. Right, no matter what the gauge says.
The gauge is just always empty.
And if I were Nad's dad and I just bought a car, I would be furious. Nad's screwing something up here.
No, I'm not screwing anything up.
How much? Did you pay anything at all for this?
You have a loan?
Your dad paid the whole thing or what?
Yeah, my mom's going to be picking up the majority of this.
Your mother is paying for this.
But we put a down payment in.
So she got custody of you in the divorce.
Yes.
I mean,
they're both fighting for my love.
His parents got divorced. He's 30 years old, and they still support him. And they fight over who has to pay his bills.
What a life.
They're fighting to pay it.
Oh, really?
I'm trying to win my love.
Wait, so you have
my mom's in the lead.
No car payment?
I mean, for me personally?
Yeah.
No.
He's like, who are you talking about? Yeah, you.
I thought you meant as a whole. Like, are we paying for
someone's
this car?
Paying.
Yeah, his mom's paying.
We didn't pay for it in full.
They didn't get a free car, setup. But his mom is paying.
We didn't pay for it in full.
Now, how does that work exactly? How do you convince her to do that?
He's smart.
She actually asked me, like, that was her Christmas present to me.
So I
went down to Florida to see her.
Yeah.
And she was like, I have a Christmas present, but I can't give it to you now. I'm like, what is it? She was like, I'm going to get you a new car.
What?
Well, that rules.
Nice setup.
Okay.
How much
is a 2015 Mazda CX-5 or whatever this is? How much?
$20,000.
A payment plan? No, not that much. I think it was like $14,500.
Wow.
Were you able to talk the guy down a little bit, or you guys just took whatever he offered?
Well, yeah. There was a good deal. Like they really hooked me up. And I'm
with a car that doesn't work.
No, it does work. I'm optimistic about it. I'm really not worried about it. If it becomes like a
$17,000, he's probably lying about the price.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. $17,000.
$15,000 is what he paid.
They take a loan out or they pay cash? It's paid in full.
No, they financed it.
So what do you think she pays per month on that?
Let's do the math.
$250. That's what I pay.
Calculator. Let's see. Car loan. Well, yeah, what did you guys put down?
$3,000.
Okay, all right, let's see.
It's 12.
That's 12. And what, how long of a loan did you do? He probably doesn't even know.
I bet they did. They got it for 18. They put 3 down.
No, we didn't.
So 15 is the loan.
Do you think that? Because we didn't.
How long was the loan?
I don't know.
Five years, right?
Yeah, normal. Yeah, standard. It was 5 years, yep.
So 200 a month.
It's 216 a month.
That's good, actually.
Now, you're not paying... do you have to pay your insurance?
Yeah, and I have to get comp and collision. I had to get comp and collision for this, so it wasn't just the liability.
So you're going to pay that out of your own pocket?
Correct.
Okay, all right. So look, he's being responsible.
What's that cost?
For me, because of my terrible driving record?
$800 a month.
What do you guess it is?
Oh, my God. Per month. Per month, I would say... $1,500. $400 a month.
No. Way lower.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, with the amount of DUIs and
speeding tickets and accidents.
Shouldn't be less than $400 a month. How much?
$170.
Oh, that's a deal. You got a bargain. Oh, my God. How many times have you been charged, not convicted, but how many times have you been charged with a driving under the influence?
Four.
Four times.
Three convictions.
Three convictions, four charges.
And his parents reward him.
The fact that anyone would even contemplate insuring the guy, like, how do you even stay in business as an insurance
company?
How do
you even have a driver's license at that point?
Should be illegal.
Yes.
Three convictions?
Yeah.
Like three DUIs or?
Three, yeah.
I thought they'd take your license away. Or, like, three strikes, you're out, something.
I'm sure if the next one, or if it happens again, he'll never be able to drive again, right?
Do you see if you have multiple DUIs in California, they propose a bill to, like, require that interlock thing where you have to blow into it?
Sure.
I like that.
Yeah, you should have that.
I'm surprised you don't have that. I am. That actually stuns me that you do not have that.
Yeah, I've had friends with just who got one or two that had that thing in their car. Yeah. How do you not have that?
Charged four times, convicted three times. That is amazing.
That's a good lawyer.
Wow. He's... But not if he was convicted three times, Dieter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've learned my lesson.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been good.
Gavin, now you're not going to drink and drive at all?
No.
You know, here's what's going to happen to him. He's got this brand new car, and he's going to want to show it off to the babes. He's going to want to go out Saturday night, show him his sweet touch screen.
Have you seen his cars in the past? He's hoarder.
Look, I don't care about those cars. I care about this one. Yeah, but Rover,
this one's trash.
Sure.
Yeah,
but this one, for the time being, 6 months from now, it's going to be complete garbage. Wait, but right now, it's
downstairs,
nice.
Wait, if I go downstairs, is there's no trash in it? It's
there's
clean?
Nothing in there.
It's completely clean?
Yeah, I just got it back yesterday.
So he's going to want to take this out and show it to the ladies on Saturday. But he can't go out without drinking. Now, what does he do? The dilemma he's in. What do you do, Nads?
Take an Uber. I don't care that much.
You're going to leave your brand new car, and then that thought's going to go through your head.
No chicks are banging me because of a 2015 CX-5. Like, that doesn't happen. Maybe if it was a Porsche, I could see that. But yeah, Uber's the best thing that's ever happened for my DUI history.
All right. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. To number one is easy. Just be the best goddamn radio show on earth. Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
These foot fetishists, they really take their craft seriously. I was reading about this, this congresswoman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I think is how you pronounce her name. People love to hate on her now. Although I did, when she said that rich people should be taxed 70% of their income, I go, that sounds nuts.
No, if you listen to what she says, though, she says, if you make over $10 million, then you get taxed 70%. And, let me finish, because it's not just that, it's after whatever you get after the $10 million. So you get taxed normally up to the $10 million mark, just normal taxes, whatever you do. Then at that extra dollar, so you get paid $10 million and $1. That $1 is now taxed, whatever is left.
You get only 30 cents out of that.
That's fine.
That's
you're rich as hell. Who cares at that point? The first part. Not, I mean, before that. I'm saying afterwards, you give $10 million. See, you're living normally taxed. Then at that next part is the 70%.
Still don't like it.
That works. I think that's in other countries. I don't know. I didn't read much about it.
Yeah, well, because
it'll never happen.
I know, because we're not worried about. Yeah. We're like, we're not going to be making $10 million a year.
Never.
So what do we care? What people get taxed? But I don't like the idea of it.
They hate this woman. They hate her. They posted this video of her dancing in college. Like, look at her. What a piece of trash she is, dancing around, having fun.
Just a freshman in college.
Yes, and she's like, just kind of. She's recreating a scene from The Breakfast Club. The dance scene, and she's dancing around.
Yeah, I think she's pretty hot in that video, too, right?
Yeah. Yep. Everybody's cute. Like, what a piece of trash she is for dancing. And then, who cares? Like, what?
Yeah, she wasn't nude or anything like that. But apparently, there has been a photo that was posted on the internet claiming that it was a nude of her. And that you could see her breasts in the reflection of a bathtub faucet where she took this photo, and it's just her feet up and her toes painted. And then if you see in the faucet, there are, I guess you can see some boobs that are reflected in the faucet.
I don't see it.
And this is apparently from her Instagram of September 3rd, 2016. However, foot fetishists have debunked this, and they found out that these are not her feet. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. These are actually Sydney Leathers. That was the kind of porn star chick that was involved in the texting back and forth with the
Wiener.
Was it Anthony Weiner?
No, it was Anthony Weiner, yeah.
Remember, is that what it was?
She was also, what was she doing? She was following Anthony Weiner around, trying to ruin, what was she doing? Remember her? She was, he's like trying to run for mayor again, or whatever he was doing, and she'd just show up to his events and stand there and kind of wave at him.
It's her feet that they have discovered, and they, foot fetishists discovered this. As one guy told Vice, I've sucked enough toes in my life to recognize when something doesn't look right. I'm a contributor to WikiFeet, this guy writes. I'm a contributor to WikiFeet, and even I have never seen a second toe like that. Apparently, it is, they go into, let me tell you the details here of what they talk about here. Give me a second. Because we can't see dorsi or plantar flex, our second to fifth toes independently, I knew it wasn't a matter of the toe being bent. I thought that maybe she had some form of brachydactyly, but her WikiFeet page has clear evidence to the contrary, so it was very clear to me it was not her feet. So,
what? Yeah,
leave it up to these foot fetishists to figure out that it wasn't her feet.
They got too much time on their hands. They know this.
Oh, my God.
But why did she even post that, though, on her
I don't think she did. I think this is just a
hoax.
Just a hoax.
Dude, I have good news, though, because we talked last week. She wanted to sell her smelly-ass shoes. Remember that? She got banned off eBay.
Yeah,
dude,
you guys said it was fake, but it
was
true.
Oh, I thought you meant Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah.
No, she was trying to sell her smelly shoes, and she's willing to pay 70% tax to eBay. Yes, go on.
Someone reached out to me because I talked on the aftermath how, because Snitzer was like, she's wearing sandals. They don't even smell. How could sandals smell? I'm like,
oh,
no,
yeah, they do.
I got some stinky ass slides. So some guy reached out and he sent me a message. Snitzer, you got it?
Says, hey, sorry to bother you, but when talking about Doogie selling her shoes on the aftermath, you mentioned that that you had some slides that you wear all the time that smell. Would you be interested in selling them? I would be interested in buying Doogies as well, but don't know how to reach out to her. Can't find her Facebook.
Yes, I'm very interested in selling them.
Wait, that guy wants to buy your shoes.
Yes, and Doogies. So, Doogie, you want to get in on this?
Sure.
That's disgusting.
I'll wear them.
Man, the fact that Nads wants to do that.
Oh, so
I don't care.
Would you sell your shoes to another man?
No!
If you knew the guy was going to use them for sexual pleasure,
he's going to J.O. on them, with them.
What's going to happen? How's that going to affect you?
Just the thought of it.
He may become obsessed with you. That's why.
Yeah, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Exactly. Man, he's going to be pulling up pictures of you on the internet.
Fine. Becomes addicted.
Cranking it. Yeah, he's going to become a stalker or something.
He might become addicted to Nance's smells. Hell yeah. He has to keep buying more and more socks and underwear and everything.
Hey, eventually rapes you outside the building. You leave work.
You would sell your used underwear to a man?
Oh, my God. Is this where you're going now?
Yeah, for like $1,000. You wouldn't do that?
Who's going to pay $1,000?
That's right. I'm just a hypothetical douche.
No. A thousand? No, you really wouldn't? No,
Rover?
Boy, I don't know. $1,000 is a lot of money, Dieter.
Not really.
If somebody gave you $1,000 for you to take your underwear off right now and buy them, would you sell them? Would you take them off right now?
Cash in hand.
Cash. If they said I've got
I think so.
Hell yeah, you would. Anybody would.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't? Why not?
Not underwear. Anything else. Why?
If that was a guy, for you, it would be normal.
They're doing the same thing, Tuji, that if you're going to sell your shoes, they're going to do the same things with them.
That doesn't make me feel dirty.
They're actually creepier, the feet people.
Yeah.
That is creepier. And you're putting your feet in those photos, trying to make them look all... Ugh.
Sexy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With painted toenails and all that. And it's just like, what's better about that than selling your panties?
I don't know. It's just there's something about the whole panty thing that makes it seem wrong on different levels. But everyone here except me, Dieter, you wouldn't take your underwear off right now?
Another man? That seems creepy because of what's coming next.
Yeah.
With him.
Okay.
I don't know, but $1,000, Dieter. $1,000 is
$1,000. Rover. $1,000's not that much.
Yes, it is.
Which would you get more into, a foot fetish or a panty fetish?
Panties.
You are a panty man, if I remember my stories.
Yeah, for the new listener.
I love women panties. Are you kidding me?
You've worn women
panties. Now that you're married, do you still have to... Remember Dieter had this, like a scrapbook of panties, basically.
Well, that's in the basement. Yeah, that's hidden.
That's weird.
Yeah, now that you're married.
Everybody panty kept collection. Them. You never kept those? Like, you push them under the bed. Then when the girl leaves, you're like, oh, I don't know where your underwear's at. You know they're under your bed.
No.
Just so you can kind of go back and smell them later.
Ew.
It's kind of, okay. That's weird, but you want to sell your tidy whities dad to a 55-year-old man.
Yeah, for money.
So now that you're married, does your wife, I mean, what do? Do you have to hide that panty scrapbook?
Well, it's just in the basement. Because I have a bunch of boxes, so you're not going to... Anything I want hidden stays in the boxes. That's why I don't want to unpack them like you did.
Yeah.
Because then everything's going to be easy to find.
She's going to be looking over your shoulder. What's that?
Right. So I just have boxes and boxes of stuff. Yeah. Everything down there I want to hide.
So you would be into a panty fetish.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie, which would you be more into, a foot fetish or a panty fetish?
I'm not really into either.
I'm not either, but if you have to pick.
If I had to pick, I guess panties, because feet are just disgusting to me. I have no interest in the foot.
I like shoes, though.
See, you would go with the foot, then.
Yeah. I don't know if I would go with a foot fetish, though. Feet don't really
You love feet.
You love shoes, man.
Shoes.
You're always looking at girls' shoes and stuff, and you judge them based on their footwear.
I judge them based on their shoes. Yeah. I do.
I think you're more of a foot guy.
So if a hot-ass chick was wearing tennis shoes, like nasty old tennis shoes, you have no interest in her.
It's a turn-off.
Oh.
I mean, tennis shoes aren't bad, but it's got to be done the right way. They got to be well maintained. I imagine they're beavered to be like their shoes. Oh, you know, I'm just saying. I don't know.
God,
Sean, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Rover.
Hey, man.
I was just listening to you guys talk, and I'm with Nats 100%. He just got this new car payment, and if some creep wants to buy your shoes, I mean, anyone could take it. The money's still green.
Well, let's keep in mind, he doesn't actually have a car
insurance payment.
His mom is paying for
insurance
his car payment.
Payments doubled.
Now, so he got a free car.
They don't buy themselves, do they?
What?
Zanny bars.
Those Zanny bars don't buy themselves.
No, those aren't free. They'll pay for themselves. I'll sell anything. People want my undies, old clothes, my smelly shoes. I'll sell anything.
What about a sandwich bag and you
J-O
into it?
Of course. If I can make money off that.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
You guys seriously wouldn't sell that?
No, the guy's got to meet you. You have to hand it to him.
Okay.
Weekly. Every Friday.
Yeah,
you got to meet
this guy. In a mall
guy.
Or something? Like in a public area?
No. Here at work. Okay. Outside in the parking lot.
Well, no, I want protection of some kind. Like, I'd meet him at a police station.
No.
There's a drop-off area.
The cops would be like, what are you guys doing here? Oh, a little
hand-to-hand. He's buying this. I don't know what he's doing.
No, it's got to be fresh. The guy's like, I need it within a half hour. Okay. When you do
sure.
it.
You would sell that.
Yeah, especially if this is over and over and over.
That's a constant form of income.
Dude, go put the straw in that
using
bag.
It
I don't
is
care.
Sicker. Really income. Selling it is just money, but I'm not that desperate for money. Doogie, we do have the news coming up, the shizzy. What do you have on the way?
I feel bad for all those Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah, do that. This okay. funny-ass clip. You know, like when Mexican announcers do the play-by-play? Uh-huh. We love, like, that goal guy for soccer. Go! Yeah.
Right.
It's a funny-ass one for the football game, the Bears game.
Do you know what happened with the Bears game for playoffs?
Did you watch any?
I did not watch any football at all.
It was good.
Yeah.
I was sick. I wasn't watching any TV.
I said 3 out of the 4 games were good.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. We'll play that clip for you next.
We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
If you like Rover's Morning Glory, raise your hand. If not, then raise your standards. Now back to the show.
All right, we'll get to the shizzy in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
We've got the final call for the Bears game. Dieter found some funny audio, and I'll tell you the story because I know that you missed this. The kicker is just getting... trash.
So good.
Oh, we'll tell you the story next, Rover.
All right, we'll get to that in a moment. Anonymous, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
It's 6 a.m. in California, so I am up early just to talk to you guys.
Yes.
So you guys were talking, I think it was last week, Friday, about people who have to go to the hospital for having a foreign object stuck in them, and I have a story. So
okay. You had a foreign object stuck in you?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
I was 17, and I was dating an older guy. He was like 24, 25. So he had a buddy that was getting married, and he wanted me to be the entertainment. And I didn't want to do it. He convinced me, like, no, just do it. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. It's just like, I think it was like a total of 5 guys that they were going to be hanging out.
Uh-huh.
So I agreed to it.
He wants you to strip for them or what?
Yeah.
Oh. And how old are you?
I was 17.
Wow.
And how old is he?
Totally illegal. He's 20. He was 24.
What a creep.
I know. So it gets worse. So he wanted me to be the entertainment. I said yes after some convincing. All he wanted me to, he liked putting me on as a show, basically.
Uh-huh.
So he comes up with the idea of, okay, well, I want you to strip, but I really think it would just take it over the top if you would do a party trick. And I was like, what kind of trick do you want me to do? And he said, well, I have an idea. He's like, have you heard of girls putting ping pong balls inside of them? And I said, no, you're crazy. There's absolutely no way I'm doing this. No. So then he kind of dropped it until the night of, and he was like, hey, I have ping pong balls here. Mm. He's like, they're brand new, they're clean. Yeah, he said they're ready. And he just kind of had a way of convincing me to do things. So I said, fine. I said, we'll try it. And that's it. We'll try it. Let's just see if it even works. So we put one in, and it goes, I know, DJ, it's really terrible and embarrassing. So we do one, and he just, like, gets it inside the doorway, and then it comes out without any issues.
Uh-huh.
So then he said, okay, let's do it one more time. Let me just push it a little further into the doorway. And I tell him, like, no, I don't think it needs to go any further. Don't do it. And as I'm saying, don't do that, he pushes it, like, way past the doorway.
Uh-huh.
And I look at him, and I knew I was in trouble. So, and immediately I start going into panic mode, and I'm like, it's too far. Like, I can't. I'm pushing. I'm trying to do everything I can. And then I start, like, trying to get it out myself, and I can't. I'm, like, panicking. He's like, okay, hold on. Let me try to get it out.
Now, are all the guys at the bachelor party around, or is this in private?
Oh, no. No, we're downstairs. I'm literally laying on a weight bench. Yeah, no, so we're downstairs. It was just me and him. We were trying to, like, he wanted to test it first.
Okay, sure.
So it's just me and him, and he's in there. He's, like, digging. He's like, I can't get it. It was stuck behind, like, I don't know, women have, like, there's almost like a bone. There's, like, a little shelf. It was stuck behind that,
uh-huh.
And we couldn't get it. Just, like, the weird shape of it, the object size of it, it was just too much. So then I am in full-blown panic mode. I can't go to student affairs. Like, I can't go to student health with this inside of me. I'm not going to go to the hospital and alert my parents' insurance of, hey, we had to do an
extra. Sticking ping pong balls. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, he runs upstairs, and I was left there, like, crying. He runs upstairs. He looks at the guy's hands, and he finds the guy that has the longest fingers.
Ew!
Get out of here. This story is too hard to believe. I can't believe
it. I believe it.
Like E.T. fingers?
Uh-huh. Yes. Let me guess. The guy's name was Arsenio Hall.
They are E.T. fingers, and I swear to God, I get that joke to this day of, like, E.T. saved me that night because they really were, like, just longer, skinny fingers. So the bachelor comes down to where we were in the basement, and he's like, what's going on? He, like, sees me. I'm like, it's like lingerie. He's like, oh, thinking it's going to be something completely different. But then he realizes I'm crying. So he goes, oh my God, what's going on? And I'm like, it's his fault. It's stuck. It's stuck. They're like, he's like, what's stuck? And the guy was like, we put a ping pong ball inside there and it's stuck. We can't get it out. So I've never met this guy before in my life. And I am sitting on the wait bench, and I said, I need your help. Get in here.
Oh.
So he's in there, like, didn't even say hi. Like, didn't even know my name at that point. And it's just in there.
Digging around, and it's 17-year-old's vagina.
That's
17, and he made some, like, awkward comment of, like, wow, it's, you know, it's really, I don't know if I
want to T-word?
Like, it's just, a what?
Yeah.
It's tight.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Like, it's really tight in there. So I was like, so finally he was able to hook his finger around the back of the ball and pull it forward.
Oh my God.
I mean, while he's digging in there, I'm like, get a vacuum if we have to. Like, I need this out. We need to find some way to get this out. And the guy's like, it's okay. It's coming. So we finally got it out and I was done. I got dressed. I left. And I didn't speak to the guy for probably 3 months. And then he was finally like, have you calmed down now? And I'm like, no, I don't want to. Like, I'm done. I'm so done with this.
So you were never the entertainment for the bachelor party, other than them being able to hear that story.
Oh, yeah. So it's an infamous story because every 2 years or so, the guy will contact me and be like, hey, and, like, try to talk to me again. And I'm just like, no, we're not doing this. He's like, oh, come on.
How hot do you think this chick is, dear? Do you think she's super hot, or do you think she's a beast?
No, to go along with this story, she's got to be super hot.
First of all, you got to be okay looking if a guy wants you to be the entertainment for a bachelor party.
I mean, I was 17. I mean, is your body any better than, it was pretty good.
Yeah. Wow. This is quite the story. You believe this story?
I believe it, yeah.
You buy it,
absolutely.
Dana? You buy it, guys?
You have to believe it.
There are a lot of details. Yeah. A lot of details in it. Wow. And have you ever experimented with placing things there since then?
Never again. I never played beer pong ever again. I just
the sight of a ping pong ball.
She can't even watch Forrest Gump.
She crosses her legs. She's like,
All right, Anonymous, thank you. I appreciate it. All right, we'll get to the shizzy in a moment. Chad, you're on Rover's Morning Glory, and then we'll get to the news. Go ahead, Chad.
Hi, I'd like to purchase the underpants.
What underpants do you want to purchase?
Nad's underpants.
Oh, Nad's is underpants.
Let's do this, Chad. How much?
Normally I'd only pay about $20 for a pair like that. So since you're a bit of a celebrity, I could probably go up to 100.
$100
Walk in here, take your pants off, put the underpants on the couch.
Chad, if you come here with a $100 bill right now,
you can have him.
You can
right
have
now.
His underwear.
Absolutely, I haven't showered in a couple days too. So is come that like on, is that what you want, here. Chad? Do you want it like a little musty?
Are they stinky? Yeah, are they stinky?
Yeah, they're a little musty.
Skid marks.
Come on in, Nads.
I like that.
This guy can't be in. No. This guy's got to be.
I believe this guy.
There's no way.
Chad, can you come here?
Sounds like a creep.
No.
Chad, can you get to
the
studio?
The last story is 10 times more believable than this.
Come on in here and lay him out.
What time's the show go to?
We're going until 10 o'clock today. That's it. I got to get out of here, man. I'll
be here to 11.
Yeah, but we can't have him come in if we're not going to be on the
air. Oh, this guy's going to show his face on camera?
Display them.
Chad, will you come in and show your face on camera?
Yeah, of course. I have nothing to hide.
I don't believe it. All right, hold on. Here, I'll put him on hold. Now he can come in here.
Oh God.
Oh wait,
why are you taking him off in here?
You're gonna take your underwear
come in
off.
Here. In here. Display him. Be like the Price is Right. Okay, here you go.
I'm gonna be hanging dong.
Well, turn in the corner. Yeah, or go outside and do it. Why do you have to do it in here? You should do it right there in the hallway, right there.
All right, so he's in the hallway now. I don't know where he is on camera. Where is he?
Snitz, there you go. That's a good spot. They can't see you.
All right. He's taking his pants off.
How gross are they? Is there a mark? I think there's a...
There's got to be. He wore them for 3 days.
Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, he's putting... Don't put those... You're going to put those on the couch?
Don't shake them around.
Oh.
Inside out. I want to see the marks.
They're all stretched out.
Oh.
No, no. Inside out. Why do you have a hole right there?
It's like a fart blew a hole through there.
Ew.
It's like a...
I would charge more if there's a hole in them, Nads.
Those are worn.
Fruit of the Loom value pack.
Of course. Three for what, $9.99?
Does he ever rip on Jeffrey for his underwear? Because these are totally fresh, baby.
There's a huge hole in them.
Oh, I know. But they've been freshly washed.
Chad, there they are on our white couch.
He's not getting my Calvins.
Couch of smears, if you would like those. $100?
Yeah. 100, Nads?
100.
Yeah.
$100?
$100.
Sounds fair for...
All right. Hold on, Chad. Give him the address. If this guy makes it down, this is so phony baloney. This guy, this fake stuttering. If this guy shows up with $100, I'll.
It's Ned's dad trying to get his money back.
Or his mom. His mom bought the car.
Yeah.
Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Back in 2016, Samantha Broberg was on a Carnival cruise, and she was there with her husband, and she died the first night that she got there. It was just 13 hours after she set sail with this four-day Caribbean cruise. She drank at least 7 double vodka sodas and 2 beers.
Party girl.
Yeah. She stepped on a lounge chair.
Should have brought the ping pong balls.
She stepped on a lounge chair so that she could sit on the ship's railing, and then she fell into the water and she dies.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
So, of course, the husband, they lawyer up. They sue Carnival Cruise, and a federal judge has now found that Carnival Cruise Line is not responsible for the death of the 33-year-old mother
of
four.
How would they? She's drinking.
They're going to say that they overserved her.
But it's a cruise. You're going to go for it.
There's a story that I think I just deleted it out of my thing. See if I can find it here. Another lawsuit story.
About?
I'll find it. You go on, and I'll tell you this ridiculous thing. Finally, though, this judge made the right call, obviously. There's a crazy lawsuit. Here it is. This is the... It's a Nerf War game. It's the Lakeville School District in, I don't know where this is. Couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Where's KSTP from? Minneapolis, St. Paul.
I think it's the Twin Cities.
Minneapolis, St. Paul. There you go. The Twin Cities. There you go. This guy's suing the school district there for an incident that occurred back in 2015. The students there planned a Nerf war game where they strategized to kidnap other players in the school parking lots after school to take them off site. And during those instances, according to this article, the students often wrestled and became physical during attempts to kidnap or avoid being taken. After school, this kid was involved in one of the Nerf War things, and he was in the parking lot, picked up some people, and they were driving away from the school, and one of the kids reached up, tried to grab a Nerf gun, and he turned his steering wheel, and he flipped their pickup truck or something, and he had a traumatic brain injury.
Okay. They're suing the school.
Suing the school district.
Okay.
Now, the school district says, we had nothing to do with this. This was after school. These guys were playing their own thing. This was not a school-sanctioned event.
They just did it at the school.
Yeah, they just did it. Whatever this Nerf war thing was. But they are suing for, I don't even know what it is. It's millions and millions of dollars.
Now, we'll never get it.
Yeah, no. Why should that guy get anything at all?
They have to sue somebody. Somebody got hurt. Who are you going to sue? The friend? He has no money.
And the accident didn't even take place, I don't think, on school grounds. I think it was as they were pulling out of the parking lot.
It started there.
Right. And that's what they're hanging their hat on as far as the lawsuit goes. They are trying to claim that the school district approved this by allowing people to bring Nerf stuff on school property. Okay, whatever. Go on, Dougie.
Sure. Just a reminder, tonight President Trump is going to talk to the nation 9 p.m. Eastern on all the major networks. And he is going to talk to us about the wall at the border with Mexico and his plea and how this is an emergency. And we need to have the $5.7 billion. So you're going to see that tonight, the border wall issue. And I'm sure they're going to talk about the government shutdown as well. All right. So this is the story about Bears kicker Cody Parkey. So fans of Chicago Bears, obviously in a lot of pain still, because Cody missed a game-winning field goal over the weekend. So that would have advanced the Bears to move forward, and instead the Bears lost. Did you see this play, Rover? What happened?
So awesome.
Why is everybody so pumped about it? Why are you excited?
I love seeing it. Like, I don't even want to spoil it for
you. Is it in my system?
I don't understand that either.
It's not just Naz. I see a bunch of people really excited about it. I don't understand why. Because I don't know enough about the game. It's in your folder.
Eagles versus Bears. Kick.
But this is the Spanish announcer.
This is good.
Okay.
Basically the guy does a kick and it hits the upright and then it hits the crossbar and then it bounces forward, so the kick is no good.
They had a chance to win and move forward in the playoffs. Right. They lose. Everyone blames this Cody guy.
Well, yeah,
they have no one to blame but themselves, because earlier in the season he did this four times in one game. He doinked it off the upright. So they kept him on the team. What do you expect is going to happen?
And the kick. Go ahead.
The kick.
The kicker, Cody, he just signed a 4-year, $15 million contract with $9 million guaranteed.
He kicked it. They called the timeout. He still went through with the kick. He made it. So everybody's like, oh, he's just got to do it again. He lined it up. Do it again. Here we go.
All right.
Pie de Cody Parkey. 43 yardas. El snap. Le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. Le dio el poste. No, falló. Oh. No, señor. Los Eagles se van con la victoria. ¡Ay, papá! No, señor. Chicago. Nos vamos para New Orleans. Philadelphia gana el partido. Le dio el poste.
I don't even know what the guy's saying, but he's good. Give that guy a raise.
But the kicker immediately pointed up to God to that after that one. And like a bunch of people on Twitter were like, he's fine. He's going to be fine tomorrow. He's got God on his side. Would you thank God, Dieter, biggest mistake of your life?
No. I'd be upset.
Now, you played sports and you're super religious. Do you believe God was on your side when you were playing these games?
Oh, yeah.
What? That is so stupid.
But why was it?
Out of all the things in the world, a guy has to worry
he
about.
Robbie does everything.
He has to worry about your football game, your high school or college football game later.
I don't want to get paralyzed. Like, I didn't get an injury. You see somebody paralyzed, like, geez.
What about a win or a loss?
Yeah, he's
still. Or making, or, you know.
Like that kick, yeah.
You think that guy just didn't pray hard enough?
Yeah, something made God's team, like, I'm going to curse this guy. He did something
the
wrong.
The other team
recently
prayed harder?
Yeah, there's somebody on the other team that deserved to win more than this guy.
Really?
How do you pray harder than somebody?
More time. It's got to be more heartful.
Tell me about, like,
a kid that
the
died.
The Holocaust.
Okay, here we go.
9 million people killed.
I don't have all the
why
answers.
Why were they killed? They didn't they didn't pray hard enough?
Don't know.
They weren't Catholic, Rover.
I see.
Mm.
Is that it?
Rover, I don't have the answers. If I did, I'd be God.
He works in mysterious ways.
All right, go on.
Well, fans are really upset, and they've started the GoFundMe angle. So Eagles fans are paying money to thank Cody.
Oh, yeah, buy him a beer.
For this. And there are also Bears fans that are like, we can't have this guy around. We got to get him out of here. So they're trying to raise money in order for him to get out of Chicago.
I don't know how you can just go
$9 million.
Well, I looked up. There's a couple of them. There's one for to buy out his contract, $15 million. That's too much. Just for him to leave, it's $3.5 million. Okay, that's too much. How about his retirement fund, $3,000? How about just a ticket, plane ticket, $600?
Has any of them raised any money?
Lots of GoFundMes.
No.
To get that's funny.
And people are finding him on Venmo. I don't even know if it's him. Just someone named Cody Parkey.
Give him money. Sitting,
I'm changing my name next time there's something like this happening. I swear to God, I'm changing my name immediately.
God. We do not have our normal Tech Tuesday segment. Dan Costa, editor-in-chief of PCMag.com. He's in Las Vegas because it is the Consumer Electronics Show going on. You're going to see a lot of news stories, a lot of tech stories, a lot of robots out there, things of the future.
Yeah.
Those reports are coming out of Vegas.
Didn't a robot just get hit by a car?
Oh, the Tesla?
Yeah.
I saw that. I don't know.
A robot was hit.
Yeah.
See this robot on the side of the road?
And murdered.
Self-driving car just ran it over. And they're saying they're so safe for the future.
The way of the future.
Right.
Right
look
there.
At security's running over to save the guy, give him CPR.
Oh, God.
Okay.
More people will die this week than any other week of the year. That's according to a new study. Apparently, for about 40% of people die in the second week of January because of the weather, because it's so cold.
Oh, my God. What about this this cold or this flu that I have?
Yeah.
You might die.
And a lot of people are sick. I think already they're saying that the flu season, the CDC has reported that the flu season is in... We're peaked
every
right
time
now.
You get sick, people are always like, it's going around.
Oh, everybody I know has something.
Have you ever been sick and someone didn't go, it's going around?
Never. No. Always somebody. It's going around now.
Yep. No, you know. Like
it's going around here.
People in the sales back there, they've got it. I know people that you were with at your party New Year's Eve, they've had it.
I missed a party. I was supposed to go to a party on Saturday. I wonder how it turned out. It was a surprise birthday party.
For?
Do you remember Amanda Berry who was kidnapped? Her sister was it's her 40th birthday, and I even RSVP'd that I was going. I did that on Thursday. The party was on Saturday, and
the big 4-0.
And then I got sick on Friday.
Yeah. Do she cause you to miss?
I had to think there. I had to pause for a second. I go, oh my God, I hope it's not next Saturday.
Yeah,
next Saturday.
You just blew
the whole thing. Man. That'd be a real disaster, wouldn't it?
It was this past
week? It was this past Saturday. And I need to send a text. If you're listening right now, I'm sorry that I missed it. I
blame Doozy.
Yeah, exactly. I was sick. I didn't just blow it off. I was deathly ill.
There you go. That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Even when you're listening,
listen to them a lot.
You're missing the show.
I hope you're watching on RMG TV. You're getting quite the show right now.
Watch Rover's Morning Glory on RMG TV. It's on your phone with the RMG app and online at roverradio.com.
Whew.
You okay?
I'm hanging in there. Yeah, I missed that party and it was. I was going to go. It was on Saturday, it's like at 6 o'clock, so I was like, yeah, that would be perfect time, 6 to 8, not too late. Go out, have some food, some drinks, and then I got sick Friday morning. Couldn't make it to the party on Saturday.
Real quick, I just have a question. Something that came up over winter break, speaking of GoFundMe. Did you see this GoFundMe for Trump's wall? You guys been paying attention to this?
I have not. Someone started a GoFundMe in order to pay for the wall?
You never heard of this? Oh, I was hoping you were going to give me some more information because I don't know.
I don't think it's...
$20 million
right.
from people donating their own money to this guy.
$20 million. Only $5 billion left to go.
I don't understand who would donate to this.
And where
how
is it
raised
at?
So much? It's at $20 million.
Damn.
Wait, what?
It's at $20 million.
They've raised 20?
Yes.
Yep. People want it.
Well, I also saw that they are going to have to return that refund.
Yeah, because what's going to happen? Because
right.
Does it take it? I don't know. I don't remember how GoFundMe works. Does it take it? As soon as you donate it,
as soon as you donate it, it takes it,
But they,
so they've had to process $20 million. You're never going to get to a billion. I mean, obviously. It's so far away.
But they don't have to. You still get your money.
And then what do they do with the money?
They still get to keep that money. It's like Jeffrey. He wanted to raise $5,000 for his transmission or whatever it was, $3,000. He didn't hit the goal, but he got to keep all the money.
So this guy is just going to get the money?
No, I think there's a news story that says they're going to have to return all that money. That I think there's some type of...
But it's going to some guy, right?
Legality.
Maybe that's what the big speech is tonight at 9 p.m. Maybe Donald is going to announce the address of this GoFundMe page, and this is how we can get the wall built. Let me take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
I'm trying to get a grasp on what you guys know.
I have no clue.
And you thought Donald Trump surrounded himself with idiots.
They're stupid people.
Short in the brain department.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
I heard that Charlie is having, I don't know if he's having more panic attacks or if his panic attacks are getting worse.
I'm having panic attacks about future possible panic attacks. Does that make sense?
It's weird because I was watching I told you I was watching the first episodes of The Sopranos and where Tony has panic attacks.
Yeah, Tone can have them. He actually made it cool again.
Well, yeah.
He let it, other people admit. If the mob boss can have them and go seek therapy, then I think it's okay.
But he was killing people. That's what his panic was about, being caught by the police. What do you have?
Not necessarily. Is that what his was really about?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All the pressures of running the whole mob. He
thought it was from his mother.
His mother, everything. Killing people.
Not me. No, I just don't want to be in an airplane.
That's what are your panic attacks?
Strictly airplane related.
Just about airplanes?
Just don't want to be in an airplane.
Don't fly.
This is very strange because Charlie and I have traveled the world.
I know. I look back on those days fondly and I go, how was I ever okay with being stuck in an airplane?
Do you think that it was just because you didn't want to look like a huge pussy in front of me?
No, I just didn't care. I mean, I've traveled tons of times. Just no problem. It's just recently, it was ever since I got trapped on this roller coaster for 3 minutes, and then I huffed some weird then I huffed VHS cleaner, and I think that unlocked some sort of...
It had poppers.
Wait, what
poppers.
About...
I huffed, what? I got trapped on a roller coaster once for like 3 minutes.
When?
When we went to Cedar Point this summer?
It wasn't even really trapped. I was just waiting for the thing to let me off.
Yeah, we weren't even trapped.
And it was
we're stuck.
Like, it took...
Yeah, wait. So let's clarify. Yeah. You weren't even trapped. You were just... the roller coaster had ended, and you are waiting to get back into the station because there's always a backup there to let people off.
It wasn't like at the top of the loop. I'm not saying I was. I'm not claiming any of this.
Yeah, it sounds like I was trapped on a roller coaster.
It's because you are morons. You guys are all dumb idiots. Well, no, don't listen to what I'm saying. I said I was stuck on this thing for about 3 minutes. Like I said, 3 minutes longer than probably
when people talk about getting stuck on a roller coaster, though, it's not part of the normal roller coaster.
This was a little bit different. This wasn't totally normal. It was like there was some sort of backup.
There was a fat guy getting off or something.
No, it was like three cars were stuck there just waiting to get off. It wasn't a huge thing.
That happens all the time.
Correct. I was fine. I was with him. But he was having an absolute meltdown.
Was that the first time that it ever happened?
No, it had happened a couple of, but like so infrequently in my life that I don't remember the other times. This is one where it's recent and I'm noticing I'm having an issue. And it was the specific roller coaster, I think this didn't help my case. It was one that goes over your chest and it was way too tight on me. I put it on way too tight and I felt like I couldn't get a full breath. And then I'm like baking in the sun and I'm like, I can't breathe. I need to get off this. And that's the feeling I had, is I need to get off of this right now. If there was an option, and I was still like, 40 feet in the air, you think?
Yeah, yeah.
If there was an option, no joke, to just release it, I would have released it
and fallen 40 feet
possibly. I really think I would at least released it and been loose sitting up there, because I just needed this to be off my chest and I couldn't, like, just had to wait. And so that was panic attack number one that I'm remembering. Then the second one, I was at a bar and this person was passing out VHS cleaner and they're huffing out of a bag, and then I decided to do it because it looked fun
at the bar.
Well, yeah, then they started passing around poppers and I did that. And that immediately made me had to both poop, and it gave me like a panic attack.
Same kind of panic feeling of being on the roller
coaster?
This one,
I needed to get out of this bar immediately. I need to leave this bar, no questions asked. I need to get out of this. And then
I think I would have felt that even before I inhaled the stuff. Like, just they're passing around VHS cleaner. I'd be like, I need to leave this bar.
That's why I went, in all honesty. But I had unlocked some sort of thing in my brain. And so then, where were we just at? Houston? Did we fly home from Houston recently?
Yep.
Okay, that plane ride did not go well for me. It was like, I was in the middle, because we booked our tickets so last minute. I think you booked it that day, maybe?
Yeah.
The day we left?
Yeah.
And I'm in the middle, and I just feel...
Middle seat.
Yeah, I just feel trapped the whole time. Like, I have a need that I want to stand up, and I can't. And it's just in my brain. It has nothing to do. I don't have a fear of flying, like the plane's going to crash. I'm almost okay with that. At least I'm out of my misery. That's not an issue. Like, I'm not worried that plane can be going all over the place. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with I can't be in here anymore, and I'm going to freak out. I'm freaking out about the potential of a meltdown. That's more what the panic's at this point. I don't understand it. I've never had anything like this before.
Don't you have a trip coming up, too,
so,
to
yeah.
Austin?
So, well, so I'm watching, while we're on break, every time they show an airplane on TV, and once I've started having this issue, I see somebody sitting in an airplane, I'm like, how are they handling this? How are they handling this so well? And it's constantly on TV, people just flying for no, just flying around. I'm never thought of it. Now I'm looking at it, I'm like, I'm supposed to be flying to Austin in March for South by Southwest.
What's the date?
I don't know. March.
You should have like a countdown clock just to, up on screen on RMGTV the entire time until he flies.
I started looking like, how long would it take to drive? Because I don't want to
stop
fly.
It.
I seriously did. I was like,
train.
I don't want to fly. I really just don't want to fly.
It's that bad?
I don't know if it is. It's more that I'm freaking out about freaking out. Now, I did just go to San Francisco. That's a long flight.
It's really
but
long.
Somebody gave me some stuff to take. Not NADS, by the way.
Wasn't me.
Definitely was not NADS. Somebody gave me something.
What'd you take?
Something, I don't remember. I asked NADS what it was because they gave it to me. And it was
Xanax.
It was basically Xanax.
It was.
I took that, and it was okay. I just kind of fell asleep. I didn't feel high or anything. But now I'm realizing I need to.
You need Xanax to get by.
Not every day. No, it's like, no way do I need this every day. It's for.
In case?
Well, in case.
Isn't that how addiction starts, though?
Yeah, this is a weak mind.
No, I don't know.
Right
exactly.
We're seeing, sure. We're, go ahead. This is the beginning
of mental health. Go ahead.
Of
no one's making fun. We're just questioning.
Weak mind. Go ahead. Keep it going.
It is. It's a weak mind. It's a
resorting to pills for the rest of your life.
Right, exactly.
Why don't
not
you,
being able to confront one's fears.
Right. Why don't you talk to a psychiatrist or a shrink about whatever's your fear?
I would also like to just have natural techniques of not pills. If there's something I could do to make my brain back to normal without it, if there's some sort of breathing
technique. It's called thinking
meditating.
It through.
There you go.
It's not thinking.
Meditating, yoga.
If I think, that's where I lose it. I need to shut my brain off. I need to actually somehow turn it off.
No, you're thinking about the wrong things. You need to think logically that I'm going to be able to get up out of this seat in a couple of hours. I could actually get up right now and go take a whiz.
But you can't. Mm-hmm. No. You can't leave the plane. You're stuck on the plane. You can't leave.
That is true.
And I'm stuck in that thought. And I just have a need to not be on it. It doesn't make sense. I feel like I can't breathe. Like my throat's closing in on itself. And I'm hot. And I need to have some sort of air conditioning on me at that exact. I need it. And that's what's going on in my brain. And I wish I wasn't like this, because I used to actually be pretty proud that I wasn't Nads or other people. Yep. I actually really was. I
used
was
to
like,
make fun of him.
Used to be proud that you were normal.
Yeah. Oh, the tables have turned.
Yeah. So I don't know who I have to go see. I don't know if that's a psychiatrist or a psychologist. I don't know the difference. I've never really gone to anybody like that. I don't know if I need a normal doctor. I would prefer a technique where I don't need anything. Maybe it's I was reading.
Tell us about the research that you've done on this then.
Just Googling seeing if there's other people like this out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of airplane people that have issues with it.
Mm-hmm. And what do they do?
Well, I couldn't really find many answers. They said breathe, and I'm like, well, of course, that's not really helping. And a lot of people just immediately said Xanax. That's the first thing they said, Xanax. Xanax is a lifesaver. They say, like, tense your muscles from your feet and tense your feet. Breathe a couple times. Let go of your feet. Do it to your thighs, all the way up your body, and just tense your muscles. Keep doing this.
Mindfulness? They teach you any mindfulness techniques?
I don't know what that means.
You take yourself out of the moment by focusing on one thing really intensely.
And that's what happened to me when I was younger. I used to psych myself out when I used to be a figure skater before competition. I would have panic attacks and freak myself out. This shrink gave me these...
Go ahead.
These procedures or these ways that you could... calm yourself down so I wouldn't freak out in competition.
I would love that information.
But you're not going to go to a shrink. You're not
going
to go sit down.
Oh, yeah.
He's not
going to
go sit down.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I can see that.
He wouldn't listen to anything a shrink had to tell him.
But he'd still go. He'd be
talking back to the...
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah. I'm going
to
do that.
Oh, you went to college? You think you're smart because you got a diploma up there on the wall?
Not you. This sounds exactly what you're just describing yourself.
Yeah. See, there he is arguing, of course.
No, but that's really you just me. Describing yourself in a perfect detail. I'm not even arguing. I'm just telling you that every time you make fun of me, it's really just looking in on yourself.
You two
you're
are
making fun of yourself.
You're right. Yeah.
Every flaw that you think I have is you.
It is true.
Yes, it's 100% true. I'm aware.
Do you think it's not necessarily the airplane? But it's you growing up now, because you have a lot of changes that has happened to you recently. You bought a house, other things.
There is kind of a sense of like,
and maybe you're feeling trapped by
panic of like, what now?
Life. This
I
is
bought
it.
The house.
This is your life.
I'm just waiting to die now.
It's
all accomplished. I've had a goal for like 15 years to buy this house. I did it. Now what? I don't have any other goal. That was the only goal.
Get married, have kids.
That's personally not my goal. That's my girlfriend's goal. I don't want. We both don't want kids. But even that's not like, I don't know, who cares about that? Like my goal, my only goal, buy a house, bought it. Now what?
It's like a lack of control.
Where do you go from there?
What about buy a bigger house, a nicer house, or something like that?
I really like my house. I'm super pumped. There's not a single issue with my house right now. And
you've only been living there for 30 days.
Yeah, and it's perfect.
Not even 30 days.
I'm so happy with the house I got, and I think it's perfect. There's no sense of... Why?
You never aspire for. I drive along. There's a road.
I aspired for something, and I did it.
I know. And
goals
and you have a great house, but don't you drive along Lake Road, which is right on the water, and you see all these homes? Don't you drive and say, one day I would love to have a.
Sure.
Or you drive and you say, I know I'll never have this house.
I'm more realistic. Like I go, that's probably not. I mean, maybe
it'll
it
never
happen.
But
like, No, I've accomplished the goal. Now I'm just, I just wait to slowly wither away and die. That's it. That's the, that's my existence.
So that is your anxiety now.
No!
Angelo,
don't
you're on
so.
Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Angelo.
Hey, how's it going, Rover?
Hey, man.
I just want to say, like, I have the exact same thing. I used to fly. I've been to Europe 20 times. I had no problem flying. And now when I'm 36, I'm scared to fly. So I just started taking a couple shots of tequila and some Ativan and gave it hell on.
There you
those
go,
are the
Charlie.
Tips I need. I need to know what
tequila
drugs.
And Ativan.
What, is
what could possibly go wrong with that?
Don't well, I that when I took great. The Xanax, I started. I started freaking out because I took a very whatever pill I had was so low dose. It was like if what's a Xanny bar 2 milligrams.
Gotta take 2 or 3 of them then.
So a regular Xanax is 2 milligrams. I was taking a quarter of a milligram, and okay. I took 3 of those. So in totality, I took 3/4 of a milligram, and I started freaking out. I thought I slowed my heart down. I had a panic attack about taking the Xanax. I took it, and I'm in the airport, and I have to call Nads going, I think I've slowed it. I think I'm going to slowly – I think I'm ODing right now. And he's like, how much did you take again? And I explained to him. He's like, no. Because whatever Nads took was back when he was doing it.
Much more.
14 milligrams or something, whatever it was.
9 milligrams.
9 milligrams, and I took 3/4 of 1. But I had that, and I mixed in, I believe, two drinks, doubles, and I was okay. But still, it's in the back of my brain.
But this is all, it's all mind over matter, though. I mean, it is all just taking control of your thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who likes to fly? Nobody.
No one likes.
Everybody panics.
No. Pilots probably like to fly.
But everybody else riding on a plane hates it. Lose control.
I almost crap my pants every time I fly.
It's so different than what you guys are describing because I didn't like flying before. It's flying. I know exactly what you're saying. You're cramped. You don't like it. This is something different where I'm not in control anymore, and my mind is just going nuts. So I need to go to, I guess, I don't know how to do it. Again, psychologist or psychiatrist, which one will give me the drugs? Because that's basically...
Psychiatrist. Is the drugs.
And I'm only, and you guys were saying it's a pathway to addiction, maybe. My only goal is not to ever take them other than have them on me in case I'm on a plane. That's
so you're gonna have your Xanax on you all the time, basically.
I don't even know. No, I have them on me.
What happens when you're at a bar and it starts to hit you?
And then you pop one,
and then you get right.
I don't have it other times. So
you had one in the bar.
It's medication.
It's because I was doing poppers. I was high out of my mind on nitrates, and my butthole was opening up.
So then
and
you do that.
Turns out.
Then you take some Xanax, and then
no, I just walk outside because that's
God, then you're gonna
you start
OD.
To feel it. You start to feel that you have an issue. I go outside, and that's fine. I can anytime I'm starting to feel overwhelmed or something, I just leave where I'm at. I step outside, feel better. So that's the only time I really want it is when I'm on a plane, and I guess when we're on the bus, I would have it, but I want to be prescribed it. So if we're gonna fly home from someplace or whatever, I have it, and it's
so
not
the
illegal.
Bus doesn't give you a Rolling Glory one doesn't give you panic attacks.
No, because I could if I felt the need that I need to get off the bus. I could go up to the driver and say, I got to get off. And the driver could pull over and I could get off. That's fine. The plane, you're stuck. You're in there for two, 3 hours.
So like every night before we leave on Rolling Glory 1, if Charlie overheard me tell the driver, don't pull over under any circumstances. If this guy says pull over, don't pull over.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I just wouldn't go on the bus.
Lars in Michigan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Lars.
Don't pull over. Morning, Rover. Yo, Dieter.
Yo.
Hey, I'm just calling to agree. Actually, Snitzer took the thoughts right out of my head. What he said, the whole growing up thing. Charlie, yeah. I feel for you. I actually went through the same exact thing. I never had these panic attacks, and I haven't had one in a long time. But I had a little one on the way. I was going through some job changes. And all of a sudden, it just you start getting this overwhelming feeling of, like, impending doom.
Yes,
and it's indescribable, and like you have this over like this you know when you get that adrenaline rush,
yes,
and you get that major high, and all of a sudden you crash, and then you get it again, and then you crash, and it's over and over and over again. And yes, I totally know where you're coming from.
You're describing impending doom is the perfect word for it. It's this is so awful, And there's nothing awful happening. I'm just sitting there. I'm just sitting. And there's a feeling inside you, and I don't know if you can even see it on my face if it's happening or not. Like, I don't know if other people can tell, but it's a there's a full mental breakdown happening. I'm just sitting there silently. Yeah. And I don't want to – I'm more freaked out about making an ass of myself on the plane, like running down, ripping my shirt off and yelling, I have to get
off. Well, it sounds like Lars, you, and Charlie are both nuts. That's what it sounds like to me.
I haven't had one in quite a few years. I just I really got handed to him. I mean, he just bought a house, and like Snitzer said, you know, he's kind of going through all these changes. He just, you know, got the 1986 Bronco, which is causing him all sorts of pain.
He's running out of excuses not to propose to Krista too. I mean,
maybe that's
married. Dieter gets married. I mean, who would have ever foreseen whatever?
Whoever could have
ever predicted those things to happen?
Nobody.
Right. Charlie, that could be it.
Maybe that's what's freaking me out.
January, February. You only have a couple months. I mean,
who do I go to? Just I need the answer.
What did you say?
Psychologist?
Psychiatrist. Okay. But why go if you fly, what, twice a year maybe?
No, he flies a lot.
No, ever since we got the bus, it's been like, I think we probably flew 8 times last year. I mean, just hopping on real quick. I mean, sometimes they're not even that far, but like, I can't do it.
Didn't you freak out in an Uber too? Like in the back seat?
Oh, yeah. Going to the trapeze.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that.
Remember? He's like, roll the windows down.
Right.
And I'm like, what's wrong? I see him freaking out in the back seat.
In an Uber.
Right.
So hold on. So the pathway to addiction, he needs a Xanax only for when he's at bars where he's going to be doing VHS cleaner.
Okay.
When he's in a plane. When he's in an Uber.
No, but not
when he's on
Uber.
The bus.
Not a normal Uber. That was the third row SUV where you don't have a door. You have no access to a door. I just won't sit back there.
See, this is me, but mine is the pooping. I'll poop my pants.
Oh, jeez.
No, I can't do certain things. The anxiety makes me poop myself. But having a kid, that has gotten way better because when you travel with a kid and put yourself in situations, you're focusing on them. So Rover is right. It's the mind over matter. When I'm not thinking about it.
Of course.
So I have a kid and worry about that kid. That's your
that'll
solution.
Solve all my problems.
Go to a shrink. Yep. Psychiatrist.
All right. I've got to take a break if you're listening to us. Excuse me.
You okay?
A station that only carries the show until 10 a.m. You can continue listening or watching at roverradio.com. And for everyone else, I think we may this may be the end of the show.
Okay.
And we'll throw something on here for everyone else. And we'll be back live tomorrow morning. Yes?
Real quick, Aftermath is still happening at 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to let everybody know.
All right. We'll be, something will be back. Have a great day.
Rover's Morning Glory. There's a reason Rover has the biggest nuts. He's got to have enough room so all the other shows can swing off of him. Now back to the show.
All right, I'm a trooper, so we're still here.
Live.
Doogie, we have the news coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way?
I'm going to play some audio of a woman freaking out at the airport. This is going to be...
Panic attack?
Maybe it's going to be Charlie and his next trip screaming on a plane. I'll have the audio for you next.
Is it claustrophobia that you have, not panic attacks, Charlie? You have enclosed spaces.
That could be it. I also saw agoraphobia, but that's fear of, like, crowds, but I go to crowded places all the time. So
do you though? Yeah. Like, are you in the middle of the crowd?
There's concerts all the time.
Sure.
On the outer edges, or are you in the middle? Like, I can't go. I'll never forget one day, and this was years ago. We waited all day to get front row seats. Have you ever heard of the band called the Bodines? No.
Oh, the Party of Five soundtrack.
Yes. So Bodines were there all day at this festival. And as it gets more and more crowded, people started filling in the spaces, pushing you forward. We're at the fence, at the front row, and I had to remove myself because I started having a panic attack. I watched the whole concert from the outskirts of the edge because I couldn't handle all those people pushing up.
Yeah.
So maybe, oh, I love the Bodines.
They had one song. This was it.
No, they have a lot.
No.
Yes.
They do not have
a
lot of hits.
Yes, they do.
It's because of this Party of Five. It's the only reason they got famous.
No, Bodines are awesome.
Name another song. Yeah. Name a second hit, because they had, what, 10 hits?
I don't know. I can't think of
anything. Right. Name another song in general, not even a hit.
I can't think. It's been a while. Yeah. Naked.
No, that's Goo Goo Dolls.
I feel naked when you're naked with me. I'll be naked with you.
I don't know if I've ever heard that song. Do you have any other Bodines songs?
This is the second most popular.
Is it? This one is?
I guess.
And what's it called?
Naked.
No, Good Things. I don't see any song called Naked.
Oh, come on. We should have these guys for Roverfest.
Yeah.
Wait, let me hear this.
We want to sell 4 tickets to their family members.
This is so good.
This is terrible.
No, it's not.
Dieter,
I've heard this.
Caught you listening to this?
Yeah, I have heard this.
Dieter, I...
Oh, no, I know. I killed myself, but I have heard this.
I bet this crowd was so out of control, douche.
Oh, the mosh pit for this?
Yeah. She's getting smashed up against a barrier for the Bodines.
You've heard this before, Dieter?
Dieter's really into this stuff. The 90s rock.
This does actually,
90s rock.
This is something Dieter would be into.
He said that when Doozy was like, the Bodines. He's like, Party of Five?
Yeah, when she starts singing Closer to Free, I'm like, oh, Party of Five soundtrack.
It's between them and Jars of Clay.
Uh-huh.
Never heard this.
Here
this
comes
is
the
terrible.
Night.
Pass me over. No, no, no. Don't pass me by. See, I can see. This is terrible.
No, thank you.
This is.
Man, this is right up your alley.
No, it's not. This
with
is
that
awful.
Whole dashboard confessional bullcrap.
Yeah, that's actually good. Yeah. Stuff,
they got
dude.
Their stuff from this, from the Bodines.
Yep.
It influenced them.
How about Naked is a song, too?
Nah, I've had enough of the Bodines.
Okay, I'm just saying. I remember having that anxiety.
Are you.
Speaking of anxiety.
Oh, quickly. Naked is Goo Goo Dolls.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, douche. Oh. You can't tell the difference.
There is a Bodine's Naked song.
Thank you. I don't know the Naked Goo Goo Dolls song.
Big hit.
Are you ready for the shizzy?
Bodine's. This is the Bodine's, not the Goo Goo Dolls. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Why'd you play this?
Yeah.
Never heard this.
Oh, this is good.
Last time you were naked is when this song was big. What year was this? 1994? Yeah, 95.
Woo! Oh, this is good stuff.
I mean, this was not a hit.
I've never heard this.
I was a true Bodines fan.
We could look at their discography and see if they've had any.
Fade Away, is that a big one?
Oh, Fade Away is really good.
You feeling okay? You look high in cold medicine right now.
Excuse me.
They're probably at home getting all these alerts from Spotify. Like,
someone's playing your song.
Two people checked out your song. What's going on?
They have great music.
Where is it?
No, Doozy. This didn't even chart. I got no control on my fader here. This didn't even chart. They did have a couple of songs that charted. That Closer to Free, is that the Party of Five?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's got to be the biggest hit, right?
Yes.
You Don't Get Much? That seems to be probably their second biggest. Crying Wolf Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Crying Wolf Dave.
Good morning, guys. Hey, congratulations, Peter, on getting married.
Thanks, ma'am.
Question for you, bro. Was Ball Rag by any chance invited to the reception?
Ball Rag? No.
Ball Rag. Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay, because there's a guy on eBay right now. He goes by the screen name Bustin' Ball Rags 216, and he's selling what appears to be your wife's garter. The description on it is garter from Dieter from RMG's wedding, 2000. Actually, it doesn't say the date here, but and then it says, never mind the musky fish odors and the random sea shots. Starting bid is $99.
I'll buy it.
Let you know,
buy it, dude. If it's 99, it's worth it.
I'll buy it. I'm going to put it around my neck and commit autoerotic asphyxiation.
What's that word?
All right. Thank you, Craig Wolf Dave. He's been trying to come up with something that he can.
Right.
Some story for your wedding that he could. That was the best. That was it.
Stretch.
Someone selling the garter on eBay. Okay. All right. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
We do have an earthquake in Japan. It was a large 6.4 magnitude tremor striking. At this time, I don't have any tsunami warnings. They say they're saying the tsunami was considered to be unlikely soon after the earthquake struck. So we'll just be monitoring that. Earthquakes are pretty much common in Japan, one of the world's most seismically active areas. But that did just get logged. 6.4 magnitude tremor strikes. Meanwhile, in Wyoming...
Tremor strikes? That's what they call it? Tremor strike?
It strikes Japan. It's not a tremor strike, but it's striking.
Okay.
Health officials say a cat in northern Wyoming has been infected with plague. The news there reports that the cat from the Casey area in Johnson County is the third plague-infected feline identified in this area in the last 6 months. So far, no human cases have been reported, but plague is a serious bacterial infection that can kill pets and people if it's not treated with antibiotics. The disease can be transmitted to humans from sick animals and by fleas coming from...
I think this is what you gave me last week.
Infected.
Oh, my God.
You feel okay? You want to go home?
I am going to go
home.
Okay. Yeah.
This is Charlie flipping out at the airport if he doesn't get off the plane, if he doesn't get his medicine. So this is an irate woman screaming at a JetBlue worker. And she was just screaming at them in the face. And she wasn't allowed to board her flight. So she goes completely crazy. It's a viral video. It was posted on Instagram.
Oh, I have this?
Yeah.
Okay.
It shows the passenger hurling insults and threats at an airline employee. And this is at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. Calling this guy.
Help me! Okay. No! 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 Get me out of this fucking place! You raped me!
What?
Get me out of here! Get me out of here!
Oh, God.
A fucking gun on me because I'm homeless! Get me out!
Is that her walking away?
Yeah. What's your problem?
So,
dude, that's when you, like, if that guy's like, oh, she said she had a gun. Don't you and, like, your buddy, instead of talking
out.
About that, no, don't. I mean, that was a small chick. Don't you just tackle her right there?
Where's security?
Take her down.
They're all over the airport.
Yeah.
She's able to scream like that for a minute, then walk away?
Yeah, apparently the woman who claimed to be homeless in the video was scheduled for a flight that did not have any major delays, but she was denied boarding because she appeared drunk and sloshed and wasted. So they said, sorry, you can't board.
We used to do that when I worked in the mental institute. We used to get these patients, and we'd find out where they were originally from. Mm-hmm. This was in Las Vegas. And we would send them back. And, like, they were nuts. It would cost money to Nevada taxpayers to treat these people for months and months and months and months. So what we'd do is we'd just get them a plane ticket and send them back to Idaho or wherever they were. That's probably what happened with this broad. She's probably a nutcase. They were probably sending her back.
Wait, you just send them back without...
With nothing.
Oh, my God.
That's been in the news years ago.
They get dropped off at the airport?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Give them a plane, one-way ticket.
Bus ticket. Bus stations, train stations, airports.
Oh, my God.
But once they get there, what do they do?
That's Boise, Idaho's airport's problem.
Exactly. Yeah. There was one patient that lived in Hawaii, so...
Nice.
And I remember it was always a big deal because we probably sent this person back probably 10 times from Las Vegas to Hawaii.
How do they keep getting back to Vegas?
Well, that's the thing. What's great is you send them back to Hawaii. They, in order for them to make their way back to Las Vegas, it takes them 6-8 months in order to get back.
To collect the money.
Yeah, to collect the money. And then you send them back. And eventually states started suing Nevada because they go, you're just dumping your people off.
Yeah. And finally, I'll end with this. I know you didn't watch the Golden Globes over the weekend on Sunday.
I did not.
Well, that is the precursor to the Oscars, and Kevin Hart still is not hosting the Oscars.
I think he will.
I think he's going to come around as well. I'm not sure if he should do that, but Chris Rock, you can cross his name off the potential list of who could host the Oscars for 2019 because he denied any interest in the now dreaded Oscar hosting gig that's coming up in February.
Well, what's interesting is, I bet if you went back and you looked at Chris Rock stuff, what did Kevin Hart get popped for? Saying something on Twitter like 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Anti-gay?
Yeah.
Chris Rock, you can find some anti-gay stuff in Chris Rock's comedy from 10 years ago, 10 plus years,
sure,
right?
Sure.
I'm sure worse.
He's hosted it first.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, 2005, and then most recently was 2016. So he has done it, and it was a couple years ago. So we'll see if Kevin Hart comes forward.
The last time he did it, I don't think that the reviews were all that spectacular.
They're never good.
Exactly. Right?
Everybody gets reamed. You get paid like $15,000. That's it.
You're not doing it for the money. You're doing it.
I know, but and then the exposure is you're horrible, no matter who it is. So why do it?
He's totally right. I totally agree. No matter what you do, you never get the praise. You're on a huge platform, of course.
Kevin Hart seems like a guy that can pull it off, though. It really
but what
does.
If he can't? What if he what he does doesn't work?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why take that chance? You've already apologized. Everything's good. You got the exposure. He does have a new movie coming out, I think, on Friday that looks pretty good.
There's a new movie coming out every Friday.
Every Friday, new movie.
It's a new buddy film where he's the short, wacky black guy that's now friends with an airline pilot.
No, that's actually the same thing. He's now working for a guy in a wheelchair. What's the guy's name?
For Bryan Cranston.
Yes. It looks really good.
Is that a drama or a comedy?
I don't know. He's taking care of Brian.
I think it's like a feel-good drama. Like where you're going to laugh at a couple parts, like some catheter scenes. But like for the most part,
your
heart's going to get warm.
Yeah.
Did you see what movie won?
For what?
Best Picture at the Golden Globes.
You hated this movie.
Oh, yeah. So Bohemian Rhapsody? Is that what you're talking about?
Unbelievable.
People are shocked.
Unbelievable.
And that guy got Best Actor, too.
Yeah.
I get that. Like, he really did a
you
good
guys
job.
Hated that movie.
It was trash.
Wow.
Trash. And I'm reading articles, same as you do, that like these movie critics can't believe it. They can't believe A Star Is Born. Everyone's seen A Star Is Born.
It's
got
so
snubbed.
Good.
It should have won for sure. And like this piece of garbage won Best Picture.
So with that being said, like why aren't you guys watching A Star Is Born? Anthony, did you see it?
Because of you.
It is so bad.
It's not.
It's bad.
He's
remake of a
that.
Remake.
No. Do you know the ending?
Well, don't spoil it.
I mean, if you heard the first movie.
A lot of people don't know the ending.
If you haven't seen it by now, it is a waste of time.
Don't. Let's just end with that. And everyone was talking about
I don't even know what it's about. Bradley Cooper is writing songs for an ugly woman?
Yeah, that's what you think. This girl has stage fright. She can't get up on stage, right? The whole movie is, I can't sing. I'm too ugly. It was 2 minutes. Then she conquered it. And then the rest of the movie was just BS.
No.
Songs.
No, it's a love story.
Excuse to put music on screen.
Is she supposed to be ugly? Is
that
is ugly.
Oh, she is.
Yes, but she's beautiful.
Oh, one of those. Gotcha.
But,
and then she kind of overshadows.
Overshadows Coop?
All right.
The Coop, Coop dog.
Watch it. Yeah. Just tell
like
me
she's,
everything.
Okay, a star that's it's born.
It's born.
Okay.
Again.
Oh, okay, wow.
And there is an iHeartMedia scene. The company that we work for, they are in their studios doing a scene in there.
Oh, with who?
It's pretty cool. They all have these iHeartMedia passes. They have like these nice studios in New York and L.A. So one of the scenes is Lady Gaga's performing, her character's performing, and everyone's standing there with these damn passes, and I caught that. I'm like, oh my God, it's iHeart.
You know what's crazy about Bohemian Rhapsody winning is that movie was directed by Bryan Singer, and with all the Me Too stuff going on in Hollywood, you know, he was, like, accused of a ton of raping underage boys and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like a ton of it.
So when they won, did he go up on stage
and
accept it?
He was kicked off the movie with 2 weeks, like, left to go. And so he still gets credit for the movie, and he still gets the Golden Globe, but he didn't even go.
How did that movie win, then? I mean, how did that beat out A Star Is Born?
Who else has seen it? Has anybody seen it?
No.
Because I'm wondering if maybe it's just us.
People, no, critics hated it.
62% of Rotten Tomatoes. Like,
what Star is Born on Rotten Tomatoes?
Like 95?
Is it really?
Yeah, but 90% of people liked it on Rotten Tomatoes, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, really?
But they're so dumb. You don't actually like the movie. The movie sucks. You just like Queen.
Yeah, Queen's good. Queen parts are good. Like when they're singing and doing the concert.
The end was cool.
Yeah.
That when there was a big concert.
The
That's
plot
it.
It's bad.
All right. Go on, Douchey.
That's it. That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Okay, we'll be back. We'll wrap everything up right after this. Hang on. Oh, oh. Rover's Morning Glory. Jeff in Columbus.
Good morning, Rover.
Steve in Charlotte.
Good morning.
Buffalo. Williams, Pennsylwania. Fort Lauderdale.
Louisville.
West Palm Beach.
San Antonio.
Rochester.
Grand Rapids.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Yo, what's happening?
Spreading like a herpes outbreak. Now back to the show.
All right, the aftermath is coming up on RMG Plus. If you don't subscribe to RMG Plus, you can sign up now at roverradio.com. What do you guys have on the way, Charlie?
We're going to talk about Nads running out of gas in his brand new car. We'll talk about Charlie trying to score Xanax. We'll talk about Rover being sick as hell and still having the bravery to come in.
Oh, yeah.
Against
that's
all,
how dedicated
against
I
all
am
the
to
odds.
The job. Right.
Because Doozy was so stupid last week to come in.
I wasn't brave.
But our fearless leader comes in.
Yeah, with the flu. Good job, Rover.
All right, sign up at roverradio.com. We're going to be in Rochester for Rover's Holiday Hangover on the 25th at the Main Street Armory featuring Young the Giant, Lovely the Band, Grandson, and the Interrupters. Everyone from Rover's Morning Glory will be there, and the tickets are on sale now at thezone941.com. At all eight locations of N-Vape Smoke Shop and the great House of Guitars. We'll see you in a couple of weeks in Rochester, New York. What do we have to give away, Nads?
Caller 30 right now, 1-866-YO-ROVER. Win tickets to the Progressive Cleveland Boat Show, January 17th through the 21st at the IX Center. More than 450 boats on display from Ohio's top dealers, along with a variety of features and attractions to please the whole family. Tickets and details at clevelandboatshow.com.
Sounds caller 30. Official, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, caller 30. 866-YO-ROVER. Thank you for suffering through this show with us. I gave it my all. Gave it the old college try. I was sick. And we were off for so long, I felt bad.
You're still sick.
I am still sick. But I took yesterday off, and I felt very bad about that because Doogie got me so sick and she affected me.
Doogie alone.
Last week, and we'd been on vacation, so I didn't want to take any more time off, so I thought, I got to go in, I have to. Now, hopefully this doesn't set me back on my road to recovery.
Or if we get sick now.
Yeah.
Now the whole show.
Yeah, sick. Nad's already sick. Snitz.
Wake up.
Oh. Dude.
This is a Skype.
What the hell?
So, we will be back tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Bye.
See ya.
Rover's Morning Glory.